What's poppin'? It's a Drew and Mike show for Wednesday in the deals in the D.com studios. And Trudy's on site.
Oh,
three consecutive days. How about that?
Oof.
And there are big goings on today. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, but Righteous Rick. We are going to have to put the egg timer on Righteous Rick because Aaron Carter has joined the flurry of stars who are going to fans only to give pornographic material.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Only fans.
Who wants that?
I guess fans of Aaron Carter. I know. Trudy, it's so stupid to me. Now, what's her name? Bella Thorne went on there and made $2 million in one day.
Yeah. Cheat.
And sex workers are so mad at her. And honestly, why are they mad at her? Why is she not allowed to go in there? Is it cheating because she's too interesting?
Sydney Leathers is a hardworking porn worker.
Sydney, who no one wants to hear.
Who she's stealing views from.
Much less see Sydney Leathers do anything.
I can't believe that Sydney Leathers can get national attention complaining about Bella Thorne being on OnlyFans. Isn't that kind of astounding?
That's how stupid the whole story kind of is.
Okay, but can someone just explain to me why would sex workers feel they have a right to be mad at Bella Thorne?
Trying to get a piece of the pie, everybody is.
They're stealing her money. She's stealing her money.
Yeah.
So why is it their money? I don't understand. If people so readily give it to Bella Thorne, it seems to me it's not their money.
Well, I mean,
are they going to give it to Sydney Leathers and a bunch of other people if they didn't give it to Bella Thorne?
No, I believe me, I think it's stupid they're complaining because she probably brought a lot of people to that website.
No, I don't even think that matters. Why would she not have a right to go, hey, I'm more in demand than any of these fucking sex workers. Check this out and make $2 million. What is wrong with that?
I think she's not a real sex worker is their argument.
Yeah, she doesn't fit the description.
But
so only sex workers can be on OnlyFans. Is that a law?
It should be, frankly, because remember, yes. And there was not nearly the uproars there should have been when Farrah Abraham went on OnlyFans or Cam Soda or whatever she was on and did nothing for like 2 hours and bored people out of their fucking mind.
I think what it is OnlyFans has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of these women are making a ton of money, and men. I'm sure there's some men that are making some huge cash on there. And I think it's one of these things where it's like when Oprah joins
pretty sure of that
podcasting. It's like when Oprah joins podcasting, and everybody's like, "That's not fair. She's a huge star. She's going to take all the podcast listeners
no,
away
she's
or
not.
Something like that."
Who
no,
are all these dudes you've seen on OnlyFans?
I'm just assuming that there's a couple, right?
You sounded more than assuming. Man, you sounded excited.
Anyway, I'd want to see.
You sounded geeked.
Anybody with good bone structure?
Come on now. Okay, they got to make a living too.
No one's disputing that. We're just wondering which ones you've seen.
So would this be better if they had a celebrity OnlyFans category where it was not sex workers, but just celebrities who are trying to sop up some cash?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's called Skinamax. I mean, why do they need to go on OnlyFans?
And it's called Cameo.
Why do they have to go to all the trouble to make a movie to make money? Maybe Bella Thorne needs some quick cash, and her nudity is just as valuable as 500 sex workers. Why does she not have a right to do that?
Oh,
she does.
I see. You're an egalitarian for all people who are nude.
Sure.
Well, of course there's more interest in her nude. If virtually anyone, let's just say Jennifer Aniston goes, oh my God, I'm bankrupt. I made this terrible investment. And she goes, I'm going to go on OnlyFans. I got to get some quick cash. Well, a lot of people, as Jennifer Aniston, 50 years old, a lot of people would pay to watch Jennifer Aniston
get it on.
I
think the problem is that it's a little bit of false advertising because when you see OnlyFans, you expect things to be put inside stuff and taken
well,
out
that's
repeatedly
the,
over
the,
and over.
Really?
That's not
you assume
so I've heard.
Insertion.
That's assumption. Because Aaron Carter didn't do that.
No, I know, but I think the idea is that you're ruining the brand, and now no one will come here to watch us do our real sex work where things go in and out three times.
In, out, in, out three times.
Well,
can't they have a teaser reel that runs before Bella Thorne so that all of them get represented?
Or a warning. What they should do is just have a clean version of OnlyFans in a regular version.
Clean, now that
clean version? That's Instagram.
Exactly.
Her sister's on there now. She, after she apologized, which is so stupid, her sister goes on there. Now, does her sister belong in there? But her sister said, I'm putting all this stuff on Instagram that I could be getting paid for in OnlyFans. What is she putting out on Instagram? I mean, I find that
nothing,
hard to believe.
Nothing.
Just shut up and show your breath.
And Kaylee Thorne is not nearly as pretty as her sister, by the way. And I have no idea. I didn't even know she had a career. Does she actually have a career?
Kaylee.
They made it sound like.
I've never heard of her.
She was an influencer.
So have you guys already talked about Kaia Gerber? That need.
Oh, so yes.
Her need. Cindy Crawford's daughter. What about her?
Yeah. Post black and white, completely nude with thigh high boots on.
Oh, she was in the nude?
Need.
I mean, you
where was she on? Was she on OnlyFans?
Instagram. Yeah. In her
The proper place for people like that.
Well, why didn't somebody show me this, Brandon?
Because it wasn't prep. It was. Who wants to be the one to show him and get yelled at for wasting his time?
Oh, she's not really nude then. So she's nude, but you can't see her nude.
She's nude, but they put an X over her.
A star over her nipples.
You know, I don't really care about Kaia Gerber.
I know. I
really don't.
I didn't bring it up.
She looks pretty good.
Good job, Trudy.
She's a good-looking girl.
She's sort of hammy thighs.
She's Cindy Crawford's kid. Of course she's good-looking, but wasn't she with Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
I don't want sloppy seconds after him. I mean, she doesn't want me anyway, but I'm just saying, I don't want her either.
She's trying to repair her relationship.
What an insult to her.
With everyone.
Ryan just wrote on
Facebook. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
On Facebook Live, she's showing off Pete Davidson's sloppy seconds.
Exactly. She is.
You.
Pull it up, Brandon.
Oh, here
you go. You're dying to see it. There you go. Go ahead. You know, criticize away.
Honestly, I'm not interested in her. I'm not 100% sure that she wouldn't be more interested in me than I am in her. That's how uninterested I am in her.
I think you're really ugly.
She's only interested in you to look at that. That's all she wants.
Oh, I love your face. It's so unusual.
She would be so outraged that you're not looking at it.
Yeah, and those boots suck too, by the way. I just want to point out.
Yeah, and you're ugly.
She's with a girl now.
Cool. I don't know.
Not that I care. All these people.
Why are we spending
so
much
tired
time
of hearing about
her.
These weenies?
That's an attention.
I love
flex.
Lesbians.
Okay, so anyway, Aaron Carter promised he was going to beat off. They basically promoted that he's going to beat off on OnlyFans, and then he didn't.
What
the fuck? Who's the supervisor at OnlyFans that we call to bitch out? That's bullshit.
Can you get your money back for that?
I don't know. You should be able to, but that's false advertising. He said he was going to beat off. They said he was going to beat off.
This is the
and
problem.
He didn't.
This is the problem with OnlyFans. A lot of fake advertising.
Well, is there a supervisor at OnlyFans?
He looks like he's on AIDS.
I'll look for one.
Can we call OnlyFans? Is there, do they have a phone number?
My guess is no. You're not going to be able to call him, but I'll look for a phone number.
I know who we need to call. This is important. This is actually almost an emergency. This Aubrey O'Day business...
Yeah.
You know, there's pictures rolling around of this girl that's like 250 pounds.
Definitely her.
And they're saying, it's Aubrey O'Day. It's absolutely her.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Aubrey O'Day saying, that is not me.
That is not me.
So today...
Where do you get off?
There were pictures of this Aubrey O'Day fat lookalike.
Oh.
If that's what she is. I mean, she seriously...
Or just regular lookalike.
And she is at... A Palm Springs hotel, the Holiday House Hotel pool in Palm Springs. Can you look up the number? Because I want to call there and see if she's a guest. Holiday House Hotel in Palm Springs. And she's in the pool wearing a black bikini.
Is there any water left?
She weighs a billion pounds. There was. And she's got a hat on.
Holiday Inn.
And the guest said she was loudly proclaiming she was Aubrey O'Day and she's been on Celebrity Apprentice and Big Brother.
Oh, gross. So get me more food.
That sounds so lame, by the way. Would Aubrey O'Day really run around saying,
I'm on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, she would.
Big Brother.
Really?
Yeah, I think she would do that.
Okay. Well, maybe it is her. I want to find out. I'm excited. Are they listed?
Yeah. Yep.
No, let's call them.
Just gonna,
yep. Oh, let me do our sponsor first. God, I get so excited. I forgot we even had sponsors. Man, that's an exciting start to the show. I really want to talk to a supervisor at OnlyFans. That is such bullshit to promote that somebody's going to beat off on this service, and then he goes on there and he undoes a banana with his feet, and he takes a shower nude.
Why? That's not a thing.
I know. He took a shower nude, and then he played guitar nude. Like, what's that?
Ugh.
Who cares?
Ugh.
Facebook Live brought to you by... our friends at Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because water's everywhere. It's under Mark's dishwasher.
Thanks for, I just forgot about that. Thanks for bringing it back.
Leaky sink, washing machine behind the fridge, or maybe a couple feet in the basement. It did rain last night. So Emergency Response Services Incorporated would love to help you. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And they handle COVID and a myriad of other things. And then I also want to mention before I make the call, Dr. Yaldo and the Yaldo Eye Center, they're back on the show. We had so many people that went in and were delighted that they got LASIK surgery. A few multifocal lens implants. They're offering $1,500 off the regular price if you go in and get a procedure. If you bring a friend, you'll get an additional half off your surgery.
Wow.
It'll pay for itself in the money you save on eye exams and all the contact lenses and glasses crap you spend every year. So get a free evaluation. Call 1-800-398-EYES for Dr. Yaldo and have him check you out. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell him you want the Drew and Mike discount. And if you find somebody else, tell him, I want half off. I will be taking half off, sir.
Declare it just
how,
like that.
How ridiculous. If you do that, I want a video, please. Please record it.
I declare I want half off.
I declare... All right, I'm excited. Arbio Day, seriously, I saw the pictures. Like, it looks like it's for real. They identify the hotel. This is right up our alley. This is what we're so good at.
Oh, yeah.
What song is this?
When you eat the food, it goes down into your stomach. Your stomach is a place where the food gets digested. On the inside, it's called the stomach. On the outside, it's called the belly. More technical terms.
Thank you for calling Holiday House. My name is Justice, and may I assist you?
Oh, this is Holiday House. Okay, I was returning Aubrey O'Day's call.
Oh, what was this regarding?
She called in regards to an interview, apparently.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Great.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks. Are we transferred or are we hung up on?
It's very cheery.
Let's see.
What happened there?
If we get sent to the pool, she's out there all the time, they say.
Oh, yeah, because she's stuck.
They said she swim laps at night.
What?
Yeah.
Swimming.
Yeah,
what?
That sounds like a disconnect.
Excuse me.
No wise.
You want to call back? I think we're disconnected.
Why are we so disconnected?
I don't know.
Excuse me!
What if I ask for the pool and just get her paged?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that.
I love how she was like, oh, okay.
How ridiculous. But it sounds like she's there. It sounds like she is that big girl. And
yeah.
I mean, how can you hide that, though? She's, like, putting out pictures going, hey, here I am right now. This is me. Look at me. I'm normal size. What are you talking about? How embarrassing would that be?
It's going to be a return of Generic Man.
Could be.
A very underused character.
Holiday House, this is Amanda. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Amanda just called a second ago for, and I forgot they said to send me out to the pool phone. Can you extend me to the pool phone, please?
We don't have one. What do you need?
Well, Aubrey was trying to reach me, and I just called a minute ago, and I got disconnected.
Who's Aubrey?
Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, are you messing with us?
Why do you think I'm messing with you?
Oh, sorry. Aubrey O'Day is no longer staying here at the property, and we do not have a pool phone.
Oh, okay.
But she was there.
Well, somebody is messing with... Okay, so she left today, I guess.
No. She's been gone for quite some time.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. She was very lovely, too. She's a very pleasant guest to have here on property.
No, I love Aubrey, and I feel terrible about what's going on because people are putting these pictures out, and they're saying that
I'll say it. It's so rude because she's a lovely human, so it is too bad.
Did she pay all her bills?
We loved her. She was great.
Sure. Okay. Did she tip a lot on that food order?
And so she actually didn't order any food here. I think she was on like...
she brought all in.
Yeah.
Yikes. Mm-hmm.
No, she I think the porter for taking it all up.
She's promoting it. Nice going. Jeez.
Hey, girl. Man. You hungry?
All right.
Well, they were awfully defensive.
I'm going to do a forensic analysis of that call. The fact that she said she's a lovely person.
Yes. I know what's going on. It's Aubrey.
Your mouth says no, but your fat gut says yes.
The pictures are...
busted.
I got to tell you, I can't believe it's her. It does look like her, but it's like her features are distorted because she really gained a lot of weight.
I told you so, but you guys fought me pretty hard on that one.
Really? You called that one? You thought that she was going to get a little
bit? I think my line was, I want it to be her, so it's her.
Yes, that is true.
Look at her. Whoa, wowza. Hang on, let me put that up for the Facebook people. Yikes!
I know. That. How did she get...
See the tattoo? That's the same tattoo.
How did she put on that much weight?
Well, as a person that knows, if you eat a lot, you put on weight.
I got to tell you, I'm stunned. I'm gobsmacked.
The Energizer Bunny just waved. That's weird.
Brandon, did you think it was her?
No. I don't know.
I did not think it was.
She's fighting it, too. She's
just
literally,
like her.
She's arguing about it.
I was taking her word for it.
She's acting like it is not her, which is really strange. To be you and pretending you're not you, how hard is that?
I don't know why that one made me laugh. Hang on.
Oh, man.
You're the one scrolling through them.
I know. Who, by the way, who's the asshole taking these pictures?
Well, right. Whoever it is. I'll catch her right as she's stepping out of the pool. Whoever it is, they did it from a distance.
Yeah, but they got a nice little zoom lens.
Oh, there's video. Boom, ba, ba, boom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got to. I feel bad for her because honestly, I really thought it was not her. I really did. I really felt like there's no way Aubrey O'Day, who I've seen not a billion times. I've seen her a lot. She's pretty. She's always seems to be. I don't recall ever seeing her look heavy.
The last couple public appearances, she looked a little thick.
But distorted?
Thick. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I've never seen
see, that,
anything
that second picture right
close.
There, Brandon. That one from the Fox News site.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. I understand that. I mean, it's nowhere near
Even close. But. Not even close.
But you also have to remember where we're coming from. And
but look at that one picture, with the one where she held up the newspaper like a kid. And look how far forward she's leaning. I mean, I know these tricks.
That's not the girl. The girl holding that thing up is not the girl that was at the hotel we just called.
Was it the girl that Pauly D hooked up with in this photo?
See, she looks good there, but you can tell.
Right there.
You can tell there's the start of it.
I don't know. Trudy, are you stunned?
Saying the seeds were planted?
I'm pretty stunned.
You know who she is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it before and after. I'm actually, I'm gobsmacked with you.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, I don't know what to do with this.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice.
I didn't think I'd be on a planet when Aubrey O'Day looked like that.
I didn't know you're such a huge Aubrey O'Day
fan. I'm not. It's just really weirding me out that Aubrey O'Day, who I always thought of that way, is that way. And, I mean, I'm not holding it against her.
Really plump and, not fat, but, big boned, wide girth.
That was weird.
You got your wish, though. She's got no makeup. And
yeah, that's true.
That's what that looks like.
If we could put her in jail for 60 days, we could really find out what she looks like.
I'm in between sizes.
Okay, enough on her. Today there was a question on, I don't know if it was trending on Twitter or it was just thrown out there, about who's your favorite Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition model. And Maz immediately leaped in there with his favorite, Kate Upton.
Yeah, Upton.
And I just think he's saying that because she's recent.
Yeah. Well, he was getting a hard time for it.
Oh, really?
Why, yeah, why though?
Because
she's not the best one?
Everybody's got their own personal preference.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, man.
In fact, who is your favorite?
Mine is Marissa Miller. I've just always been in love with Marissa Miller.
Yeah, it's hard.
She's very pretty.
I always liked Elle McPherson.
I love Elle McPherson. Did you see the Elle McPherson pictures from a few days ago?
Yeah, Brandon showed them to me.
Look at this. Bleeping, believable.
Then I got really mad at her because she has the worst Instagram.
What do you mean? What's wrong with her Instagram?
It's just annoying. Although, what's wrong with her eyes in this picture?
Look at her.
Look at her eyes. What's up with her eyes?
She got conjunctivitis. That's all stuff. That's all like
the language you see.
Sand from that she can't get out of her eyes.
Someone else said, "Can she add another filter to that? Look how many filters she's using?" I don't know who that person is.
I thought that was an effect or something.
What was that?
Yeah,
she
looks
too.
So damn good. She's beautiful. 56. Yeah. She looks incredible.
Great.
Or the mirror is really dirty.
That could be. Or the lens. Who is the volleyball swimsuit model? The one who played volleyball for the longest time? She was just like this monster.
Oh, yeah.
Misty May Trainor? Carrie.
She's like a really tall kind of Amazon chick.
Was she? Yeah, she was in the Olympics, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Isn't it Carrie something?
Can't think of her name.
Yeah, I can't either.
She had a memorable name. And I want to say she married somebody who was fairly
well
known.
Well, Misty May Trainor married the former Tigers catcher.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I don't remember the partner's the one I think you picked up, Trudy.
I think Christie Brinkley was one of the best. And she looks unreal to this day. Maybe I'm going in favor of the ones that still look great. Heidi Klum, I thought was beautiful. I mean, just beautiful face.
She was an SI model?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I saw her. I was looking at her pictures today because I saw the question. I was like, well, I think I'll make my choice.
Tyra?
And then
Tyra Banks' cover is one of the best covers.
Tyra looks great. She's be one of my favorites. I was actually angry at myself when I got done with this because I remembered that Kathy Ireland was my favorite back then. I'm like, I can't believe I thought she was the best. I mean, I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at my old self.
I'm with you. I'm kind of mad at
you. You didn't know what was to come.
No, I don't know. There's something annoying about her. I don't know. She don't
had
like
that bad
anymore.
Clothing line at JCPenney.
Yeah, she was not very nice when she came in studio.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
And Rachel Hunter? Really?
Rachel Hunter was super nice.
She's super nice.
Actually, she's one of the finest. She's really pretty.
Although, when she came in, you know, she wasn't made up. Or
no. She just got off a plane. They always say that, though.
Knocks her down a little bit.
She could have spent 2 hours getting ready and go, oh, I just got off a plane.
That's Elle McPherson.
All these skirts and me with only one wiener.
But, you know, thinking about when I was angry at myself over Kathy Ireland, I remembered that fine movie, Necessary Roughness.
Oh, with Scott Bakula?
Yeah, Scott Bakula.
God, that's a great movie.
34-year-old quarterback. I forgot the plot, which was that this school had no football team, and they had to create one out of the current student body.
Yeah.
So Scott Bakula was going back to school, and he was 34, so he was the quarterback. Sinbad was apparently a student there. he was on the line.
He's the wacky offensive lineman, yeah.
Rob Schneider did play-by-play.
I don't remember that, really.
I know, I didn't either, but they were giving him high marks. And Jason Bateman was in that movie.
Oh, I love Jason Bateman.
Really?
I don't remember him in the movie. I just remember Kathy Ireland kicking field goals.
All right, you care
Kathy Ireland was also in Loaded Weapon 1, which was a very, very great movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Emilio Estevez.
Do you want to guess the thermometer for Necessary Roughness?
Okay.
Here, I'll read you the critic consensus first. This likable, goofy football comedy has its moments, but it ultimately adheres too closely to the sports movie playbook to overcome the cliches in the script.
I'm going
to
say critics can't like that movie. 33.
Are you shitting me?
No. Is it? What is it?
It's a 33.
Oh, my God. You got it right on.
I don't know how you do that.
I will say that I think the audience will like it a little better, but the movie was the plot is horrible.
I don't know.
It's a horrific plot.
Do you want to guess the audience, or did you see it?
Okay, I'll guess. No. I'll guess 48.
46.
Jeez. Wow.
I don't know how you do that. Really, that's your best skill.
I know.
That's
the best I've had in a while.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Dick Butkus is in the movie. Chris Berman.
Oh, really?
Earl Campbell, Ben Davidson, Herschel Walker, Ed Too Tall Jones, Jim Kelly. I guess they were on the convict team.
For Necessary Roughness?
I thought that's what
Isn't
it said.
Isn't the convict team confusing on the that other... With-
Yeah. Oh, am I confusing yard? Longest Yard?
Yeah.
I
thought I was looking at the same list of, okay, sorry.
I like the convict team, though, in the new one, the Adam Sandler version of.
They're all WWF players and stuff like that.
Let's see, Necessary. What was her field goal percentage on that team? Maybe remember?
Unnecessary Roughness?
Yeah.
Didn't she make everyone? No, because then there'd be no conflict. She must have missed a big important one.
And then she had to get it back, her mojo.
Yeah.
I see, like, I could see some other SI models making field goals, but not Kathy Ireland. Mm. I can't picture that.
You mean Lucy Draper?
Hey, wait a second. It says Dick Butkus is in this movie. Jerry Rice is in this movie.
Okay.
Under Necessary Roughness. Fred Thompson.
Oh, you're right. During one scene when the team takes part
in
the scrimmage.
Ben Davidson, Herschel Walker, Tony Dorsett.
I don't remember that.
Roger Craig, Randy White.
At all.
I don't either.
Earl Campbell, did he walk in the movie? Because every time I picture Earl Campbell.
Well, this is 1991.
Exactly.
Years ago. He probably could barely walk then. Poor
that
guy.
Sucks. He's the best.
Okay. So, Trudy, did you pick your favorite model?
I kind of went with Brinks.
Brinks.
I stick with the classic.
Bring in that Brinks truck.
Yeah, she's, you know.
She probably drives she a truck like, just to call it that.
She's all sunshine and, you know.
Yeah, she, judging yeah, from her marriages.
Her.
Yeah, she sounds kind of nuts.
Yeah, she does.
But every time I see her, she has this huge smile on her face. She's all, and she looks so good.
Yeah, and she Xerox copied herself with her kid.
I think everybody could agree.
I think she's hotter than her kid. I seriously do. I think she's hotter than her 22-year-old kid.
Well, really?
I do.
She handicapped her kid by naming
your
her
mom
Sailor.
Is hot.
Sailor?
She probably injects fat in her kid in the middle of the night when she's asleep. All the supermodels do it to their kids.
Doesn't the other one with Billy Joel, doesn't she have like a big rack, but everyone just sees Billy Joel in her, like in the eyes?
Yeah, she looks like Billy. She's got a weird nose.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, poor girl.
She's got a good body, though.
Yeah, she does. You're right. I saw a picture of her. She looks like she might be sort of filling out into a semi-pretty girl.
Oh. Did she sing?
That's so nice of you.
She had the singing gene?
I don't think so.
Oh, jeez.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned Chrissy Teigen as being their favorite.
Teigs.
I never found her.
Did either. I've always thought her face was just weird.
That's exactly. I mean, I know she's got a great body, but
the pancake face.
She always looked like she got stung by a bunch of bees, too.
Yeah,
I agree.
Really weird looking.
Did you see Chrissy Teigen's new announcement today?
No.
I'm going to tell you what it is. She has decided to start... she's lived her whole life begging people to like her is the headline. And she's realized that not everybody's going to like her now, which.
Oh, she just figured that out.
Slow down.
After all the smart ass things she does on social media, she really was trying to make all those people like her. That's bullshit. That is just bullshit.
I've lived a life begging for people to like me and think I'm cool and funny and their friend. And bam, it felt like everyone fucking hated me. I couldn't do anything right, say anything right. I couldn't leave cute comments on my friend's page just knowing to be flooded with Pizzagate insanity.
Could she just shut up for a couple
years? No,
wouldn't that make her more likable?
Shut up. That is her problem.
She's addicted to it, and she's trying to get people to go, oh, no, we love you.
Look at this.
Christy.
You're right.
This need for attention, it is just so embarrassing. I mean, it was always there, but now with social media, it's like, look at me. Oh, so-and-so died. Look at him with me.
Making people happy.
Trudy died. Look at Trudy with me.
Making people happy is my entire life. There's nothing else I want to do. I guess I've come to terms with the fact that not everyone is going to like me. And even though I still very much do not like it, I can live with it. I love you guys a lot and have oh so appreciated the support the past few months.
Support. Wait, support for what?
Getting her. Didn't she have a titty problem? Didn't she have a problem when she got her?
She got her boobs reduced. She chose to do that.
Yeah,
she took the implants out.
I don't know.
She needs support for that. We have to.
I support Chrissy and her new boobs.
Just ask.
By the way,
her.
She probably had a perfect lift and tons of fat shot in there, so they're just as big.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you can't just take those things out.
I support Chrissy. I think her boobs are going to turn out just fine. I support her.
It's just funny because she's not always terribly nice on social media.
No, she's not.
She's shocked that
say that she just wants people to like her is a lie.
Fake.
Well, Zot Ford's giant summer sales event is winding down, and the 8 new Ford models below $200 a month are dwindling. They've also got 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, the Big E's, F-150s, and the all-new Rangers, all under $200 a month. So you got to get into Zot Ford and Holly in the next day or two. And these are not watered down, bust out rides. Zot Ford's selection is full of fat, loaded whips and lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4 options. Get to Zot Ford and Holly, tell the hottest sales staff in Oakland County that any or all of us sent you, and let the shower of good prices, low prices, and excellent service that there's such a shower. It's actually people have been bruised. They've been so assaulted by low prices. Until then, look at their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And our friends at Trudy, why don't you tell us about Mr. Dr. Gregory Roche.
Mr. Dr. Gregory Roche is doing Evolve all day long, and it's working on a lot of people who've come in to try to get some of their, you know, like fleshy parts tightened up, and it does an excellent job of that. For one thing, it exercises you. We evolve when you go under the tone applicator. It will exercise you 40. It's the equivalent of 40,000 sit-ups just while you're laying there for
that's my kind of exercise.
15 minutes.
Something else does it for me.
And then, you know, when you have that toned up, then it kind of tightens up your skin because then you don't want to have saggy, baggy skin on top of it. And it also tones, which is to decrease cellulite in some of the parts around the tops of your legs, your thighs, in your belly area, and other sort of, you know, places that you couldn't trim down during COVID because you couldn't go to a health club. And also 50% off CBD products through September, and I actually have their cannabinoid water that I've been using. Yeah, like I made coffee with it today, so I'm stimulated and hydrated at the same time. But 50% off, you can go online and see those at droche.com or call for a teleconsultation at 248-338-1110. And yeah, that's it, right, Mark?
Yeah, I don't have anything queued up, sorry.
I learned that from Adam Carolla on his podcast. He always goes, right, Mark? And then they go to the tag.
Oh.
Well, right.
I still don't have it. I was too...
Chris. Yeah, whatever.
I was not prepared.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I omit it. I was not ready.
No, that's okay.
I was telling Facebook it's time to wrap up.
Oh, first day of school today, right?
Yeah, I know.
That was kind of cute.
The whole thing sucks because she's online, first day of first grade, she's online, and it's just, you know, it's not school and it's not terribly smooth. There's technical problems and
it's
your first day.
Yeah,
it's her first day.
I'm so excited. I told her in this
you made it memorable. I think.
I drove her to school, Drew. I put her in the car
and then drove her home.
I drove around the block a few times and then she wanted to be let out by the corner so she could walk to school, to the house.
And she goes, then you drive away.
Yeah, she did. She told me to drive away.
It's my first day.
I honestly, it's like one of my favorite things in the world was driving her to school every morning. I just love it because it's the only time we get to really spend and talk to each other. And I can't do that.
Can't tell Julia just get lost once in a while? Julian,
it's not the same. Well, first off, no, but it's not the same anyway.
Get out.
I need some private time with Charlotte.
I know, but it's different in the car when you're going somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
It just has a different meaning to it. Get her pumped up for the school day. And
I got some audio of Charlotte skipping school at your house.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
So mean.
Hey, did you happen to see, what was that, Hollywood House Hotel?
The one we just
called. Was that an expensive hotel? It's in Palm Springs, so it probably is.
That's funny you said. I had their...
Because I'm really stuck
on... one-star reviews.
Yeah, I had the reviews, though.
There can't be one-star reviews. Aubrey O'Day's there. I was just thinking
There's this walrus in the pool.
I mean, to be a falling star is such a... painful.
Bummer.
It reminded me of... The first time I went to Los Angeles, I lived in Phoenix, and you know, the first time you're out there, it's like, wow, you know, where are the stars' homes? You know, they're all people trying to sell you those maps, and so I, of course, bought one, and I went on that, I went on Graveline Tours, which was a converted it was a hearse, and they put in lots of seats so they could drive around, and they had sound effects, like they got to the place where Art Linkletter's daughter jumped off the roof to her death.
No, they did not. Really?
They did. No, they were really funny. And we got a flat tire on the tour, which I'll never forget because it was right near Tori Spelling or Aaron Spelling's house.
Did he come out and talk to everybody?
No, he didn't.
What?
We were walking around. All these people just poured out of the hearse and were walking around this neighborhood. It was hilarious.
So weird.
I know. And then this other vehicle from Graveline Tours had to show up with a tire. The whole thing was such an adventure. But I think they let us off at the end. You could get off either on Melrose, where all those shops are, or you go back to home base, which was, I think, where the Hollywood Walk of Fame is. Yeah. So we got off on Melrose, and I noticed this store, and I'd heard the name of the store before. It was a place where you can buy the stars' clothes.
Yeah.
Like they're used clothes.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and I'm looking at all this stuff. And I'm like, well, how do you get this stuff? And the girl's kind of beat around the bush. And finally, she goes, well, you know, some people eventually, you know, they've got a closet full of stuff and they really could use the money. And so
OnlyFans doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, oh, wow. So that means like Terry Garr needs some money because there was a lot of Terry Garr things in there. Oh. I know. And I was just thinking about Aubrey O'Day and all that sort of that whole thing that went through my head that day because it was really sad.
Well, guys, what actors? Male actors.
I don't remember because it was a long time ago.
We're looking for like Elvis's jacket or something.
No, they would never have something like that because it would cost too much.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, they have to keep up the appearance of being a star no matter what, which is why Aubrey Day is saying, that girl, that fat girl walking around looks up, that's not me. Get out of here. She's my new picture.
Well, I think that's why she's going without makeup because then she's got plausible deniability. That it looks so different from what her usual.
Boy, hey, that's tough.
Do you want to know what Art Linkletter has in common with Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
They have a child that flew over 50 stories.
And turned it into a Grammy Award.
Wait, what did Art Linkletter do?
He won a 1970 Grammy Award for the best spoken word recording.
She was on LSD, by the way, and thought she could fly.
Yeah, I was going to
ask. I never believed that. I always thought, that's just a big cover story. She was just depressed.
Art pushed her.
his record, We Love You, Call Collect, recorded before her death, featured a discussion about permissiveness in modern society, along with a rebuttal by Diane titled Dear Mom and Dad. She's the one that killed herself. That won the Grammy Award for Best Spoken
Because, why?
Well, I'm just saying, he has got a lot in common with Clapton.
Oh.
And the Holiday House Palm Springs rents for $115 to $130 a night.
Ooh, ouch.
Really?
Ouch.
Yeah, and here's a one-star review. I'm a nanny for a beautiful toddler.
What?
His fathers wanted to try Holiday House for Father's Day brunch, only to be turned away due to the fact that the hotel has a policy not to allow anyone under 21. Age discrimination on a colossus scale.
Colossal?
Colossus.
Now I read it how it's written.
This is from Ricky Henderson.
Unfortunately for the owners, they have a lot of pennies to spend. I don't know why that nanny is so mad about that.
Huh.
We are all disappointed. We had selected... Oh, shit. That one disappeared. Selected a room online that we didn't receive. Instead, received a room that seemed downgraded. It had no robes.
Wait, $115 and you expect robes?
Yeah.
Do you ever wear the robes in the
hotel?
I would think Palm Springs hotels would be a lot more than $115.
I got to say, are robes just overrated?
Yeah.
Who wears a robe?
Nobody.
I mean, unless you're wearing it as a joke. I don't know why you wear a robe. Drew, you're very quiet. Do you wear a robe?
Robes are Play-Doh.
I don't wear robes.
Okay.
No.
Brandon, you're very quiet. You used to wear a robe all the time.
Kristen bought me a robe. I think I've worn it once, and that was the day after she bought me the robe.
When you tried to pull the nude move, and you just had to find something to cover up in.
Nude move doesn't work. Nude move doesn't. But she has a robe, and she wears it frequently. I don't know. I think chicks shower more than men do. At least mine does.
No, I think they like being in robes more than men do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to do with showering.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay. Yeah, because Julie wears a robe a lot. I think about it.
I kind of do, but that's because you don't want to go from being in bed to immediately being clothed. There has to be a transition.
That's very chick. That's chick think.
Yeah. You're saying you
it's kind of a time warp between when you get up and when you're fully made up and in clothes that you're set for the day with. There's just a giant time warp. Everything goes in slow motion.
Trudy, did you just admit you sleep in the nude?
Maybe.
Okay. Nice. Water.
By the way, on the nude move, real quick, I did receive.
The nude move works for people, Brandon. It doesn't work for married people.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been receiving a lot of messages regarding the nude move and how some of our listeners have handled that or given them. This is one from a lady. She said, when I was in college, I met a guy at a bar and we set up a date for a few days later. He called me, told me to come
and show your breath.
And that we'll walk to dinner from there. So I knock on the door and he tells me to come on in. I let myself in and he had the bathroom door open to crack and said, just give me 1 second. So I sat on his chair and a few seconds later he came out nude move and masturbating.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Guns blazing.
He says, come over here and help me with this.
Yeah, so she did, right? Then what happened?
Needless to say, I was out the door, which I had to squeeze past him to get to his dick touched my arm.
Gross.
He blew a load.
He never stopped touching himself the entire time. I was trying to get out. He also started yelling at me that this was my fault and what kind of a bitch leaves a man like this.
What? Wow.
Response. Did not work out in that situation.
But I think he learned something that it wasn't meant to be.
If the nude move has ever worked for any of you guys, send it to me. Because I haven't received any of them. They're all just failures.
I got a couple positive nude move emails. I'll send them to you. I'll forward them. Yeah.
It must. It doesn't exist if it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Hall Financial, by the way, sponsors the Hall Financial Hotline, which was used for the call to the hotel earlier. And they've got super low mortgage rates. Oh, my God. You know, we were telling people, if you're over 4%, you should call Hall Financial. Well, if you're over 3.3, you should probably call them because people are getting 2.9, 2.7, crazy low. You might be able to skip a couple payments if you refinance. And low rates mean value if you're on the market for that new home. Remember, Hall Financial Service is the fastest in the business. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. And if you get it quickly, it's done sooner and the rate's lower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And appraisals can be done virtually without anybody stepping foot in your home. So make money by saving money. Live how you want. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com. NMLS number 1467435. That's davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike. Or click the link on our website. And if you're a man facing divorce, you need ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men. For nearly 30 years, they've been helping men just like you protect your rights, probably your custody as well. Get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. ADAM has knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call ADAM at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. Mm-hmm. So there. Righteous Rick, are we on Facebook?
No, not anymore.
Okay. What should we put the egg timer at? Because this could be a little... I hate to give him too much time.
He has to sort of do an intro part. There has to be a few minutes where he says hello.
He knows we're talking about Aaron Carter's porn career on OnlyFans.
He reached out to us.
He did. That's funny because I was going to call him today, or I wanted to get in touch with him today. Great pick, by the way.
Well, what was your gut?
Smart guy, that Rick.
For the egg timer?
I was thinking 7.5 minutes, but oh, wow, 5 minutes, what can he say? I don't know if he knows the supervisor, OnlyFans, so we can call
him.
Bitch out Aaron Carter. You don't say you're going to pound off on OnlyFans and then not do it.
Yeah, I want Rick to verify it.
I want Rick to pants him and pound him off himself if he doesn't do it.
Probably will.
He would not. I'm kidding, Rick, if you're listening back.
Hello.
Righteous Rick.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
What's up, Drew? How you doing, buddy?
Good. You said Rick sounds a little different, doesn't he?
Hey, Rick.
Is this really Rick? Did I dial the wrong number?
How's this one? Hey, Mark, go fuck yourself. Hilarious. That sounds like me.
Yep. Just as stupid as always. I guess that's Rick.
I guess you sounded more
dude,
businesslike.
Seriously?
No, Rick.
Why you gotta call me stupid?
If the shoe fits, man.
It'll fit right up your ass. Hi, Trudy. How are you?
Nice. And now it sounds like Rick.
I like the way you did that, Rick.
That's a good segue.
You gotta be quick witted dealing with you guys. So.
Well, I'm glad that's one of your finer attributes.
Yes, very much so.
We're doing fine, but I swear to God, you contacted Mark today, and I was thinking the same thing. We got to contact Rick because Aaron Carter is on OnlyFans promising to pound off, and I guess he was on one time, and I wondered if you knew anything about it, and you contacted Mark today. What do you know about this?
So I don't know a whole lot. I know what he told me. So basically, in a nutshell, I guess his girlfriend, Melanie, used to do that cam soda stuff.
When they broke up.
I guess, yeah. I don't know a lot about it. She's really pretty. And I guess she got into it for a while.
Yeah, with another chick.
Yes. I know a little bit, but I didn't watch it or nothing. It's kind of weird being friends with him and watching that.
Oh, you guys you're friends now. Would he call you a friend?
You need a friend.
You guys talk on the phone on video chat all the time, don't you, Rick? I see you streaming with him.
Does that happen recently?
I talked to him Saturday night.
Yeah, here's a clip from it, Drew.
Hey, you want me to beat your dick off?
that was Rick.
You know what's so funny? You say that in the studio. That's as far as that goes.
Wait. Here's another clip.
Fuck.
I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
Now that's more like
there's it, that quick
Mark.
Transition.
Yeah,
that was Rick Style. I think it was Rick Style, just not the substance.
Yes, exactly.
How
See,
long?
Drew, okay.
I'm sorry,
no,
Rick.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
How long was your last call with Aaron on the internet? How long were you guys talking?
Last time I did the live with him, like 25, 30 minutes, maybe a little longer.
What percentage of the conversation was from your end?
He does a lot of talking.
Whoa. Oh, you're busy working.
Hey, yeah. You want me to beat your dick off?
Well, you guys were on, this is a few months ago, you guys were talking. It was long. I swear, it seemed like it might have been 90 minutes or something.
Yeah, hour and a half, yeah.
Wow.
Rick, was Rick's anything? Also got another one where he's on for like 4 hours. I don't think it's with Aaron, but you have some that are hours long with other people.
Yeah, you know what? We just get going, man. These people come on and they just start yapping and flapping, and you know me, I'm never lost for words.
And they don't have an egg timer.
Yeah, you can never let anybody go. Yeah.
Brandon, how
Rick,
many?
What was the last? What was the
how
last
many views? Do a lot of people watch
you
this?
Know what? I wouldn't know.
You know? No way to find out. Rick,
I'm gonna check.
I mean, well, I can tell you.
Okay.
I can tell you. Which one do you want to know, Drew?
Well, the last one you guys had 25 minutes. How many views?
Oh, with Aaron, he gets thousands of views. No, I thought you meant
I want
mine.
You two to kiss
okay.
each other.
How many?
Yeah.
How many did you get?
Like when I go live in that, I don't know. Let me see. I'll tell you exact numbers because Drew, you like exact.
I like numbers. Is it advertiser worthy?
See, no, I mean like 500, so it's not a lot.
That's a lot.
That surprises me. That's a lot. That's more than I would think.
Now, why would you say that, Drew?
Well,
you're not going to believe this. Another clip from last Saturday.
So if anything,
talked
Drew,
over the
you should have said.
Potting him down.
You want to be gay with me?
Go ahead,
Rick. You want to be gay with me? So anyways, Drew, you would have thought that a really cool Drew would have said, damn, Rick, that's kind of low for, you know, seeing who you are.
Well, I just didn't know how you promoted it. How do 500 people know what's going on? I mean, how did you get the word out?
I tell them, I say I'm going on. Get on your fucking computer. And they're like, okay. Hey. And they get right on. It works every time.
Fucking shit.
Okay. Well, there should be more then, if everybody knows.
I got a clip here from
Rick. This is why we need the egg timer, because we still haven't found out anything about Aaron and what the plan is.
Zero.
What the hell is going on? Why didn't he beat off?
Yeah. So from what he told me or what I was told was, that was a teaser to get to, like, see if there's interest, I guess.
So is he going to return the money?
But he didn't beat off.
Know. Did he get paid? See, I don't know.
He said he was going to beat off, and he didn't.
I missed out, man.
Because I read about it. I read that he said that.
He said he was going to bada-bing on him.
He said he was going to beat off, and he didn't.
Okay.
And we're trying to get all the supervisors to complain. And I don't know where
really
he
upset,
supervisor.
Are you, Drew?
Well, I
you're
just
really
think
upset,
you should. I don't like it when any advertiser doesn't live up to their
false
claims.
False advertising. Mm-hmm. It's what Drew is most concerned
Bella,
about.
What about that Bella Thorne check?
Exactly.
Well, she didn't really put out either, did she?
No, but she got $2 million fucking dollars.
I know. Well, she also got a lot of sex workers very angry at her, which is so silly. But anyway, so does he make a lot of money from OnlyFans? Do you know?
Now this is what... I don't talk numbers
never,
with
never
Aaron.
A simple answer.
See, I feel like Rick is just making the answer up.
No.
Listen, you want Drew likes methodical, straight answers, and I'm trying to give you a straight answer.
Okay.
Mark, shut up for 2 fucking minutes and let me fucking talk.
You want me to beat
here.
Your dick off?
Yes, I do. Now, I'll meet you later.
No,
so, Perez, yeah, I know. Love you too. So, Perez Hilton said, In I think it was a month and a half or 2 months, Aaron did $128,000.
On OnlyFans?
That's what,
really?
Yes. That's what Perez Hilton said that. Or $144,000, I'm sorry.
What?
It was $144,000, and he ended up with $128,000.
Now,
that was confirmed.
I've kind of wondered, because he seems, on the desperate side, is he hurting for money? Because I don't know what else he's. I see his concerts, like 200 people go.
I don't really talk money with him. Like, I mean, honest to God, it's kind of not my business. You know what I mean? Like,
wow. You're old school, Rick.
But you know him. I mean, do you have any?
Which is ironic, considering you were trying to sell his phone back to him. Is what the relationship is built on. It's built on trying to get money out of him.
It was built on bullshit.
I know that was a real mistake, Rick. Becoming friends with someone you're trying to sell their phone to.
Where is that phone?
Yeah, but I wasn't friends with him then.
And I know, that was a big mistake.
Had shit gone different, I would have just said fuck it and gave him his phone back.
But then you would have lost money.
Huh. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you wouldn't have the FBI pointing guns at you.
I was going to say I wouldn't have the FBI. Freeze, mother bitches. Wow. Yeah.
Is that what they said? Freeze, mother bitches?
No, it's not. No, I think it's not swearing.
They did, and then Rick said,
freeze, I'll beat you dick mother off bitches! Hands.
Sorry.
I'll tell you exactly.
Hang on, Rick. This is what Rick said back to him.
I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
I'll tell you exactly what I told the FBI. No shit. They said, freeze. And I said, Mark gave me the phone. I'll give you his phone number. Yeah. Exactly
and
what
they
I told
you.
And
they knew you were the liar you always were, because I never got a call.
The liar I always were. I mean, could you say anything positive?
Yeah, you're a great guy. So where is the phone? Who has the phone?
We have learned absolutely nothing so far.
There you go.
I know. And the timer's at 6:30.
Now, say that again.
Minutes.
Where's what?
Where is the phone?
So the FBI still has the phone.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Is there an open case?
You know what? That's how they get around of keeping the phone.
Why do they? They don't want the phone.
What are they getting out of the phone?
That's exactly why they keep it. That's exactly what my attorney said. They pull this because they don't want me to have it back.
Do they have your phone too? Because they took
and
your
and my
phone.
Other phone too. Yeah,
wait, Rick. This transaction did not work out well. You had his phone. You're ready to cash in like a big man. You become friends with him. Huge mistake. Not only that, you get involved with the FBI. They take your phone, his phone, and you're look at all. You're out.
Yeah, because that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
And all because that Lori Knight lied to me. Oh, Nick wants to buy the phone. That's what started it.
Oh, is that Nick's?
Nick Carter.
Nick Carter.
Who's Lori Knight?
So Lori Knight was Aaron's old manager when he was younger.
Oh, so yeah. you talked to his ex-manager to gauge the interest?
Yeah, but you know what? When she contacted me, Drew, see, they lied. And this is why this thing is never ending. She lied to me.
You lied
and,
to me.
Oh, Nick wants this and that. Yeah, they lied to me.
Your cell phone closed.
God, Rick has rabbit ears like nobody.
I know.
I know I do. You bet your ass I do. I have to. I got to be quick-witted and sharp with you guys. Holy moly. But the reason is, here's the truth. This is the truth. The reason all this stuff happened with the phone was Aaron admitted that Lori Knight molested him.
What?
And that's what happened.
That was his manager molested him?
Yes, when he was a kid, yes.
So why isn't she behind bars?
Right, exactly. You tell
me.
So
is she managing little kids now or anybody else?
So I guess that lady...
Or she just negotiates phone deals.
Yeah, she's terrible at that. And I guess I am too, for that matter.
The most self-aware thing Rick has ever said.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, does Aaron know about your de-pantsing history? I'm just kind of curious. Did that, like, ever come up?
Yeah, we talked about it. He thought it was funny. Yeah. I mean...
How could you not? Know?
Well, the guy turned purple exactly. And passed out, but, I mean, he's okay now.
Well, you know what? The guy's been shouldn't have been messing around.
He was dead for 20 seconds.
Rick murdered a guy
for 20 seconds.
Oh my God, I think he was that fucker.
What about Rick's elusive boxing career?
Yeah.
Weighing in at 220 pounds, 5'3", from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, known for de-pantsing someone at Ford Field 15 years ago. It's Rick.
Just Rick?
I'm definitely not from St. Clair Shores. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, yeah. You're one always after the facts.
Grand blank. And I'm 5'6", and you know better, 5'3".
On the moon.
You guys are so obsessed with my,
I'll fight him.
You know.
So
when is your next fight, Rick? There ought to be a fight lined up. What's going on? Last 11 people to fight you have forfeited.
Yeah, right. So I actually wanted to tell you guys about that. Yes, absolutely. So I actually talked to Damon Feldman, who's in charge of the celebrity boxing. So that's going to be next on the list.
And he said, you're not a celebrity, so who else you got?
He said, and I quote, Mark, listen, what is that, a video game?
Would you fight Aubrey O'Day?
Oh, my God, celebrity what boxing? Happened to her?
You'd have to move up in some weight divisions.
Yeah. Remember what Red Fox said? Watch out, you're fucking with a heavyweight. From Harlem Nights. You're fucking with a heavyweight.
I did not remember that exactly. I'm not sure about the impersonation, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Watch out, quick. You're fucking with a heavyweight.
Brandon, will you please find that clip online so we can compare it?
Yeah. Della Reese told him to come outside.
I've never known anybody to ever do a Della Reese impersonation.
I'm not doing a Della Reese. It was Red Fox. Red Fox.
Oh, okay.
He said, watch out, quick. You're fucking with a heavyweight. You want to bet?
I'm going to say
it's perfect.
It's going to be in the zone of the Tom Mazzaway Richard Nixon impersonation.
Is this the scene? Is just a fucker. You lying motherfucker. You fat bitch. You should go talk to her. Tell her you're sorry.
Not the right scene, I guess.
Sorry.
It's in a ballpark.
She said, watch out, quick. You're fucking with a heavyweight.
Okay. I have memorized
what
now.
What a great movie. What a great movie.
Harlem Nights?
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Okay, well, I got to ask this question. What are the Righteous Rick top five movies of all time? Go.
Top five movies are Godfather.
Check.
Let's see. Bronx Tale.
They're all going to be Italian. I just have a feeling.
Well, fuck.
Goodfellas.
Casino. Heat was very good. What a great movie.
Okay, top five non-Robert De Niro movies or Al Pacino movies. Go.
The Goonies. The Goonies.
Great flick. It's a good flick.
You like Rudy,
don't
you?
Gone with the Wind. Oh, what a great movie.
Rick likes the classics.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. He likes movies that show how great racism was in the antebellum South.
Fiddler on the Roof was fantastic.
What?
Fiddler on the Roof. What a great movie.
Oh. You like Fiddler on the Roof?
You have range.
Oh, wait, my God, that was fantastic.
With Robert Redford? Was Robert Redford?
Robert Redford. Paul Newman.
Time to pay the fiddler, whore!
If I were a rich man.
The musical.
I got to tell you, never in a million years did I think Rick would list that as one of his favorite
movies. No, I'm stunned.
You have bigger range than I knew.
Rick, we got to go. We got to move on. I got to get to commercials. And
we learned nothing, but we appreciate it.
The egg timer has been broken.
Yeah. Well, just call me back.
All right.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Have a good one. Right. Later.
And that call was designed to learn more about Aaron Carter? Seems to me we could have gone on Paris Perez Hilton's
Whoa, let's
site.
Stop talking with this guy.
And found out what.
We learned nothing.
Quoted Perez Hilton, basically.
We learned nothing from that. But I enjoyed all 13 minutes of it.
Except Perez Hilton says he made $144,000 on OnlyFans.
That seems realistic, doesn't it, Brandon?
Sure, I think so. I think just the name recognition alone.
I'd say it's the highest amount that's believable. If it was one penny more, I don't think I'd believe it. And I'm not sure I believe it.
How do you earn money?
You just have a subscription. Basically, people are just, they subscribe. They give you X amount of dollars a month, and then whatever content you give them, you give them.
And you don't pay by the amount of content that you're buying.
I think you pay by the month.
Signing up?
Oh, okay.
Wait, so you know what?
Trudy's signing up to be a performer.
I might.
Why not?
I've run out of TV.
Down on your luck. It's a great way to make some bucks.
You don't have to do anything on it either.
Calculator. Hold on. I got to do the math on this. Okay, what is it? It's for a month. for 1 month, Bella Thorne was charging, I think it was $30.
Yeah. And she made, what, $2 million?
Is that what Aaron Carter's charging? Can we assume somewhere around that amount?
Let me see.
I picked up my phone to text Rick, but I think I'd rather Google it.
Wait, $144,000. Let's just say he's making
Wasn't he on Cam Soda? Is that
yeah, Cam Soda.
Yeah.
Let's just say he's charging $50. How much would that be? 144,000 divided by 50 equals 2,800.
Oh, gross! You got to see this.
2,880 people would want to be on his OnlyFans. I guess that's almost believable.
How many?
2,880.
No way. Too many.
And it seems like a lot.
Too many.
I would think it'd be like 200, like he gets for the shows. I read a review of a show of his in Boston, and I think they said 100 people were there. And he had, I think 20 of them had paid an extra $50 to meet him backstage, for which he was late.
Oh, God.
Extremely late.
Oh, Brandon.
I have all the OnlyFans information on Aaron Carter. He is at Aaron Carter. The head picture is him holding his wang.
Through
and
underwear.
He's $27 per month. Or you can bundle $72.90 for 3 months.
Okay, let's do 1 month. 144.
What a rip off.
1,000. And he didn't beat off. That's bullshit.
Because Rick wasn't there.
Are you sure there isn't a number for OnlyFans that we can call and complain?
Yes.
So far, he has 89 photos, 10 videos.
Okay, that's 5,333 people at $27 a month.
5,000?
That's tough to stomach.
Wait. So is this OnlyFans or Cam Soda, or is it both?
Oh, Cam Soda, I'm sorry.
The same thing? Because Brandon's on OnlyFans, so maybe he did both.
Yeah.
He is so hurting for money. He will do anything for money right now. I mean, he's on to porn. How much lower can he get?
Hey, hanging out with Rick.
4 hours online?
Yeah, I can't find any other information on it.
They should have at least a complaint line or a customer service line or something. That's bullshit.
Well, I know, because they're used to fielding complaints. Nobody complaints are generated by people that won't be nude. So everyone that spent a dime on it, like, what bullshit? Never mess with someone's dollar if they're expecting to see nudity, apparently.
No, I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The quality that you paid for. So
today this story came out, and I mean, it was trending on Twitter. It was crazy how many people were talking about the story.
I have a phone number for Cam Soda.
You do? Well, tell it up.
They're a lot easier to find than... this is like credit card bill pay, though, support. That's the only one you can find.
Okay, well, let's ask them if it would be redeemable if someone said they were going to beat off and they didn't. would the credit card operator...
Not satisfied with the product?
It's complaint. Of course, I didn't pay for the service, so it's kind of ridiculous that I would be calling complaining to the credit card company.
I was going to say, just play dumb, like be a total load, because I'm sure they're... used to those calls.
.com. All calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yeah.
Please have your credit card or bank statement ready. For your security, we will not request a full card number.
Oh, terrible hold music for a
porn. They're so busy taking complaints about Carter that they can't even put anybody on the phone.
Why are they using violin music for a porn entity platform?
Question.
I wonder how many people do you think are on Cam Soda and OnlyFans? It's got to be getting huge.
Yeah, there's a lot of lonely people out there.
What do you think Sydney Leathers makes on OnlyFans?
Too much.
I don't know. She puts out.
So? Who wants to see that? The problem is there's too many other hot girls that'll put out on there.
I know. How funny that she would be so angry.
Well, she has a name. I mean,
Bella Thorne is so entitled.
A lot of people on here don't have a name. You know who would know the answer to a lot of these questions would probably be Mr. Skin.
You're right. Yeah, let's not wait for these clowns. We have important things to deal with. Like our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com, where they've got 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4s as low as $180 a month. Or a new 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass lease at just $155 a month. How about a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month? And then, of course, the Jeep Wrangler. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state. It's not real big at the moment, but the good news is there's no better time to get to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. See all this and more at DealsInTheD.com. And I think that's our last commercial for today. But, okay, the big news today. Honestly, I thought this might be the first thing we talked about today, but then I moved on to more exciting things. Odell Beckham, according to these three girls that do like a podcast.
Yeah.
And they're all skanky, kind of. They talk about their sex lives. And it sounds to me like there's actually a few shows like this. Girls that talk about having sex with professional athletes and professional, you know, musicians and rappers and whatnot.
Groupies.
Which, yeah, they're groupies of sorts, I guess. This girl, one girl, claimed that Odell Beckham wanted to take a dump on her. Wanted her to take a dump on him. I'm sorry.
What?
Yes.
You didn't hear about this?
No, I did. Mark. I knew it just involved Odell Beckham Jr. in a dump. I didn't know that he wanted to be dumped upon.
Yeah, and this girl, she sounds credible to me. I mean, I don't know why she would make this up. The other girls, of course, are squealing wildly.
Yeah, there's a great drop in here, too. But, you know, this is also the same podcast that just last week or the week before had the girls on there that had mentioned taking 7 NBA loads in one night.
And no regrets, either. She blew right. 7 straight guys.
You think Odell has a John McAfee hammock in his backyard?
Uh-huh. Possibly.
That's the same thing McAfee was into, but Brandon McAfee.
You know, we're getting into this business now where
it's not true.
There is nothing between two people that is private or not something that the entire masses is entitled to hear.
That's why you have the ever popular non-disclosure agreement.
Malicious fecal distribution.
Well, I don't think can everyone afford to have lawyers dealing with their partners?
Well,
so you want to hear it?
The people anybody cares about does. Odell Beckham could.
Yeah, he could.
If it's true, I mean.
Yeah, play.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Yeah, go, baby. You can't, you gotta, oh, Odell you Beckham. Can keep it.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, I will tell y'all the story.
Oh, allegedly. We're avoiding lawsuits here.
Yeah, allegedly.
We're dodging.
Okay.
It.
Yes, he loves to be shitted on.
Ooh.
Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
you
thought.
Did it? You actually
no,
did
I,
it?
I actually couldn't shit. Okay, I couldn't shit. Okay,
I think I
could
shit on the
way
either.
Shit.
What the fuck?
I could not do it. That was something like I'm a wild ass. I could do some freak asshole mm-hmm. shit. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But the shit part, you can't just do that to me like on spot. What?
Like shit on right me. Now.
Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. He was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the fuck you on? But he was like, take a picture. This is how I got flown out. He was like, take a picture of me. You shitting. So I was like, all right, fuck. I can do that. So I took a whole video, bitch. What you want? I was like,
I love you.
You
took a video?
Me shitting. So I sent it to him. I got, like, the next maybe 2 hours, I was.
Wow. I guess
was it like a selfie
minute?
Video? How did you do this?
I was just
I
like,
need that.
Bitch,
I need lessons.
Shitting, just like I made it sexy as possible.
Of course, I'm gonna do that.
I feel like anything you do is sexy. Just
we got the blueprint here.
Fuck it.
The exclusive on No Jumper, babe.
May I have your daughter's hands now?
My daughter married a black boy, and wasn't much I could do about it, huh?
Now, what do you do if you're Odell Beckham with the entire sports world talking about this today?
You ignore it.
For the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years?
I wonder if it was
how do you ignore this?
It's an Odell Beckham Jr. lookalike. Like the Vince Young lookalike.
I don't know. These girls seem to mix it up with
no, I know.
I'm, pretty big
probably
names.
Probably was him, whatever.
I don't know. I'm, but
hey, she consented and it's cool. Everything's fine. It's weird as shit.
Yeah, everything's cool.
Weird
but
as hell, but
the things that people feel okay disclosing, I guess sure. It is okay now. I mean, and once it happens enough, it's like the one that really bothered me a few weeks ago was the person that claimed that a certain female politician liked taking the ass in high school.
Yeah, no, I know.
And
no, I mean, if you want to look at it from that angle, yeah, no, it's totally wrong.
I'm glad
wrong,
you're not recycling that, by the way. Forever put it out there.
Well, oh, Trudy, it was so out there.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it was everywhere. And the reason I brought it up was because I just felt like this particular female politician is not my favorite politician. I don't really hate her or hate her policies. I'm not a fan either. But I just thought that is so shitty. I mean, if somebody was your high school
literally
boyfriend, Your high school boyfriend? Do you expect that person to have a little tiny modicum of respect for you?
But you see, I thought completely different when I saw it. When I saw it, I knew it was a political just bullshit meme because it was a screenshot of a screenshot of messages that said, hey, by the way, my buddy used to know blah, 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 and he said this. So, I mean, putting two and two together, there was no credible source whatsoever. I mean, if there was a person, actual page, maybe.
There was a person who put it out, though, who has a Facebook page, who is a person, I mean, a real-life person.
Is it a real-life person?
Yeah, it was a real-life person, but well, I don't know about the screenshot, you know, that he had taken with his conversation with his friend. I don't know if this person said, oh, yeah, go ahead, or... You know, if he was just bullshitting around, who knows?
I think she should be applauded for doing it and apparently enjoying it and liking it. So good for her.
Stretch. Well, and naturally,
there's nothing criminal about it.
No, but it's weird. I don't know, Trudy. Would you want your high school boyfriend talking about your sex life?
No,
of course not.
Oh, God, no,
I mean it's horrible.
Or any boyfriend.
All of the sodomy that was committed was volunteered.
I think she should own it and make it into a shirt.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Over
the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
I don't think she's going to do that.
We need to tear down these negative connotations to anal sex.
Yeah, I see this as an opportunity now.
Eschatology's
a lot of people
different.
Are very judgmental about this sort of thing.
Here's the next campaign.
I own it. Penis in your butt, penis in your butt. You got penis in your butt, so penis in your butt. You got.
Next thing, instead of getting a flu shot before a press conference.
What? No, honestly, I just felt like, first of all, anybody on the opposite end of the political spectrum was just having a field day with it. Like, this is the most wonderful thing that had ever made its way to social media.
Hang on, though. This is all hearsay.
Yeah, I know it is. Of course. But Trudy. Yeah.
Hearsay is inadmissible.
It's so not true.
Yeah.
They said the same thing about Pete Buttigieg, too.
Well,
I don't remember that.
No one wanted to touch that one, Mark.
I think that would be very easy to say.
Think about it. Yeah.
Well, Odell Beckham
I just don't think it's. I think it's a rotten thing to do, whether it's true or it's not true.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's just so shitty. I don't know what's wrong with people, and to think of all the people who were reveling in it too. It's like, does this give you that much joy? I guess because you're on the other side. I mean, politics have just gotten so ridiculous.
I was gonna say, we're there now. I mean, look how many things about Trump, the size of Trump's dick, were out there.
Oh, and about him being urinated on,
and about. Something white flying out of his nose.
I still think it was out of his
That's
mouth.
That's right.
I thought it was his mouth, too, but who knows.
But OBJ, he posted a picture of himself, you know, gearing up, getting ready for the NFL season. And, of course, people were, you know, just hitting him with memes and commenting on, you know, everything regarding this poop situation, including somebody who had said, hey, man, like, sometimes you just got to let the shit get off your chest. And OBJ actually responded with literally and then a bunch of laughing emojis. So
yeah.
he's taking it in stride.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he loves it. No, I'm sure he's having a ball with it.
Well, it's the best way to respond, really.
Yeah, right.
But don't tell me he's really laughing about this.
No, but he's
I
trying
don't
to
believe
take,
that.
He's trying to take control of it. And
yeah, that's it's a strategy.
Can we just get back to what a terrible show that was with those three girls? It was awful.
Yeah.
And then they dish the kind of stuff that, you know, people love getting, and you know,
I
to their credit,
rumors.
That's, you know, if you're gonna get have a girl blow you and six of your teammates, then, you know, that's that's kind of what can happen. That kind of person that wants to do that might just do this.
Yeah.
And you would think that she would be the one that's embarrassed, but no, she's not. So, was it the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah, well, allegedly.
Well,
no, she confirmed it. When the guy said, what NBA team kids you swallowing? I just love it, team kids. What NBA team kids you swallowing?
She swallowed up three future rosters of kids.
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, boy.
Just funny.
Well, okay, so today I had some music in the lineup because, I don't know, I always try to get something in there to stay away from the other bullshit going on, which is just so tiresome. I'm starting to think politics is making it almost impossible to do any kind of show without being political. Unless you're doing a show about wines, gardening, or knitting, or crochet.
Oprah's book club.
If you're doing a,
what NBA team kids you swallowing?
If you're doing a sports show, you will talk about politics quite a bit.
It's everywhere now.
I know. It's just revolting to me. So I really am always looking for things.
There was a new
what
poll.
What could
there
eat up 20 minutes of non-political conversation? It's not easy to find.
There was a new poll in Michigan today.
On?
A presidential poll.
Okay.
47-42. Biden's lead has shrunk, but Trump's support is flat. I don't know what that means. Kanye?
47. He probably had 42 in the last
poll.
Kanye
left on water.
Oh, I know what that means. The last poll was 48-42. So yeah. Biden is now 47-42.
Some people decided, maybe I'm undecided.
Yeah.
Or a third-party candidate, I guess.
And Kanye, polls, and Kanye walked on water.
That's right. He did. With his kids.
I turned on First Take this morning just because.
Were they all yelling?
No, they really? Weren't. Okay. I saw the topic, which was thoughts on the lack of interest in Colin Kaepernick. Oh, and I got to tell you, I could not turn the channel quick enough. Really? That's really, really talking about that? People really want to hear about that? Maybe the people who watch First Take want to hear about that. But I was like, oh, God. And then later on, I saw somewhere else.
He said he was willing to play. So I guess that's why they're squeezing, you know, that rock.
I have to tell you, I'm not interested in that topic. That topic has been going on for 3 years. He's taken millions from the NFL in a settlement. He's made a gazillion dollars on his Nike. I'm not worried about it. And I'm just, frankly, I'm so sick of the topic. Oh, the NFL's racist. Oh, the owners hate him. And I mean,
well, now
he's the best quarterback ever. Why isn't he playing?
It got brought back because of Madden 21.
Yeah.
Because Colin Kaepernick was added to the rosters in the newest.
There.
The newest video game.
That's not
and
why they, that's not
they,
why they were talking about it. That's not why they were talking
about
it.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay.
But I saw that. I did see that.
Is it because the Eagles signed 41-year-old Josh McCown?
I have no, honestly, I don't know. Because I listened for about 20 seconds. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. I don't want to hear about this. God, there was another topic that I just literally bumped into. And I'm like, you know, you go over there for a little sports and you get in, mixed up in all this other crap. So anyway, like I said, I was looking for things that were off the charts, off the political charts, and I got an email from, let's see, who was this? I think it was from Scott.
Scott.
Correct. And he sent me a list of 50-year-old albums.
Scott!
And 1970, what do you think is the best year musically ever?
94.
What's 94?
The year I graduated high school. There are a lot of good albums that year, but you would hate them.
Like what?
Let me find the list.
That was, you know, the beginning of grunge. And...
Yeah.
Well, I liked a lot of grunge albums.
91 was a good great year too.
I always hear 69 anyway. Being referenced.
69.
Sure. So, is that the Summer of Love or is that 67?
Summer 7. 67 was. 67 was a great year. But I never thought of 1970. Honestly, I love that period. And this is not when I graduated high school, I thought it was a terrible year. Hmm. Trudy, you were on that time, so you know.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, very.
The stuff that was ever prevalent was Doobie Brothers, Eagles.
Right.
It was a real, and singer-songwriters, James Taylor, and just a lot of people that I, you know, they're okay, but Elton John was like overexposed by that point. People were sick of Elton John.
Right.
Because he had so many hits. Yeah. He was all over the radio.
94 has Dookie, Mellow Gold from Beck, Downward Spiral, Nine Inch Nails, Super Unknown, Soundgarden, The Crow soundtrack.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, it was a good year. Hole.
Black Rose were in there.
Hole. Wait, you're including Hole in the best of 1994?
The Live Through This album is a great album.
Okay. I liked it okay.
Weezer, first Weezer album, Ill Communication, Beastie Boys.
The idea that 67, 68, 69 are good years, it's a formative new thing at that point as well. So it has that new energy.
Vitalogy, Unplugged in Nirvana.
No, you're right. That was a new thing too. That was a phenomenon that was.
Well, yeah. Then that's kind of similar to '91. Yeah, where you have Nevermind, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Yeah.
'91 was solid.
I like a lot of the music from that period. I don't think I like it as much as I like the music before I was in high school, which is strange because this music came before me. But I just liked it better. But anyway, the list from 1970 included Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath, which is not one of my favorite albums.
That's a good album.
People love it to death. And yeah, it's considered an outstanding album. Cat Stevens, Tea for the Tillerman.
Like that too.
Absolute classic. CCR Cosmos Factory. Yeah. Can you argue with that? Elton John Tumbleweed Connection, which is one of my very favorite Elton John albums.
Just watch the musical.
Oh, the Rocket Man?
Yeah. It took me forever.
I can't. You know what?
I
love
insane.
Elton John. I can't watch a musical. I just can't.
I know, but it's pretty well done. And it's insane, man.
I don't want Elton John breaking into song.
Yeah.
I just, when someone breaks into song, it just ruins everything for me.
That's what he does in a concert, though.
No, he sings songs. He doesn't break into song. He's not having a conversation with him. He suddenly breaks into a song.
He is so wasted. I didn't even know.
I don't think I got that far. And maybe I would like it if I went further in. Anyway, Derek and the Dominoes.
Sure.
The one and only album, the double album with Duane Allman and everybody else. David Bowie, The Man Who Sold the World.
Oh, yeah.
Guess Who, American Woman, their best album. Led Zeppelin 3. Any year with a Led Zeppelin album seems like a good year.
Right.
Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, his best. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Stones, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, which was probably the biggest live album at that time, except for The Who Live at Leeds was out, too, in 70. Van Morrison, Moondance, CSNY, Deja Vu. Oh,
I had that.
Moody Blues, yeah, that's a great album. Moody Blues, A Question of Balance, The Velvets, Loaded, not their best album, in my opinion. Grand Funk, Closer to Home, Chicago, Chicago, which I think 25-6-4, and
yeah,
maybe a couple others. Jimi Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, Doors, Morrison, Motel, which for some reason is now getting sort of reevaluated as being better than, because it was always thought of as kind of a down Doors album, but it's getting new respect, I don't know
there's
why.
There's an anniversary.
It's 50 this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't care for it then, and I don't really care for it now. Kinks, Lola versus the Power Man, Allman Brothers, Idle Wild South, Badfinger, No Dice, which has a couple of the hits, The Band, Stage Fright, The Birds, Rod Stewart, Gasoline Alley, and then, of course, the Beatles were breaking up, so they had their Let It Be, and then they had Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, McCartney, McCartney, and George's All Things Must Pass, which is the best of all of them, probably. So
yeah.
If somebody said, God, 1970s are great, I would not think of that, but it was a pretty fucking good year.
Even worse, the 80s.
You know, I like a lot of songs in the 80s. I don't know how many albums I like.
There are way too many hair bands.
Yeah, the hair band thing is like, I almost can't believe that happened. And look at how grunge just wiped it out, just cleaned the slate, like, bye! Poof! See ya! Yeah. But the 80s does have The Clash, Elvis Costello.
Right, okay.
Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney Houston. I mean, if you get into all of it, there's a lot. But I mean, there was a lot of great new wave. It just doesn't get played. It didn't get played then. And for some reason, it's weird. And then there was the Britpop Top 50, which Bentley sent me. Bentley's a huge music fan. I think Bentley would rewind his life to be alive when there was better music. He likes all kinds of music, too. So anyway, the Britpop Top 50, which, you know, I thought, well, it's got to be all Oasis and Blur, and it pretty much is.
Yeah.
With some Manic Street Preachers mixed in there, Designed for Life, You Stole the Sun. Let's see. The Verve. Lucky Man, Travis, The Stereophonics, Pulp, Disco 2000, Suede.
Wait, so these are individual songs?
No, these are bands that were on there besides Oasis and Blur. I'll get to the top 10 in a minute. Let's see. Blur had Beetlebum, Park Life, The Universal, Girls and Boys, Tender, Song 2. Oasis had Live Forever, Stand By Me, Champagne Supernova, Supersonic, All Around the World.
So it is singles.
Yeah, singles.
Songs, okay.
Singles, the top 50. And then the top 10 was Oasis, some might say. Oasis, number 9, Roll On It, Roll With It. At 8, Blur, Country House. 7, Oasis, Whatever. And I'm like, what is 8, Oasis, Whatever? I don't even know that song. And I love Oasis. The Verve, Drugs Don't Work, at number 6.
Such a great song.
Corner Shop, Brimful of Asha.
It's a great song.
That's too. A great song.
Yeah.
Oasis, Do You Know What I... Do you know what I mean? Number 4. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Number 3. Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger. Number 2. And Oasis, Wonderwall. Number 1.
Wow. That's a good list.
Yeah, it was actually the top 50 I was going through listening to stuff that I didn't know. I was having fun. Is this Whatever?
Yeah.
Do I know this song?
Yeah, you do. You will.
Whatever I choose, and I'll say.
sing the blues if I want. I'm free.
Well, nobody got the Beatles like Oasis, that's for sure.
And they don't apologize for it either.
No, they love the Beatles.
You sound like that from London.
And then Bentley also sent me. Are you familiar with the Jaded Hearts Club? They also call themselves Dr. Pepper's Jaded Hearts Club Band.
No.
It's a super group with Nick Chester from Jet, Matt Bellamy from Muse, Graham Coxon from Blur.
Oh, wow.
The singer from The Last Shadow Puppets, so Miles Kane.
What do we listen to from them?
Well, they're all big Beatles fans. So they do a lot of Beatles songs when they play live. But they also have put out songs, including one that I was like, wait, why don't I know this song? It's by the Underdogs, who were a Grosse Pointe, Michigan band from 64 to 67 that played at the Hideout, like Bob Seger and Ted Nugent with the Lords, and Suzy Quatro and Glenn Frey and his band. And the Underdogs had a song called Love's Gone Bad. And the Jaded Hearts Club band, I thought they killed the cover of it. The original, the Underdogs show up on garage rock compilations.
Really?
From Grosse Pointe.
Wow. From bitter tears, heart feeling sad, cause love's gone bad. Oh, hey. Oh, I dig it. There definitely was something groovy going on back in Detroit back in that day.
No doubt.
Hey, that is a good song.
Hey, Mark, is that the Underdogs version?
No, it's
that's Jaded Hearts Club. Okay, the Underdogs version is similar. It might be a little better, but they were the first white band, the first white act signed by Motown, and that song, Love's Gone Bad, is a Holland Dozier Holland song.
Oh, wow.
I know, I couldn't believe that. Oh. And it was not a big hit, but it shows up in these garage rock compilations. I feel a pounding
in my brain. Ice cold water running. Jackson's covered this song, too.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, that's what I read, but I couldn't remember that. Love's gone bad. I see a rainbow all black. Must be a sign that you ain't coming back. Waking the night, calling your name. I see your face on my window pane. I've been this way since you've been gone. Without your loving, I just can't go on. Now where's the love? Well, that organ is really a garagey thing, isn't it?
It's very 68.
I didn't know the Hideout became a record label. It was a club in Harper Woods that Punch Andrews and Dave Leone owned. And they had so many bands playing there that they thought were hot, like the Lords, Nugent's band, Bob Seger's band, which I think was the Herd at the time, that they decided to start a label.
Can you get them? Oh, I bet Doug has some.
He probably does.
Oh, he definitely does.
But the other one the Jaded Hearts Club do that I couldn't get over, they do a cover of another Holland Dozier song, Reach Out, I'll Be There, which was Four Tops. Remember Reach Out and I'll Be There?
I'll Be There.
Yeah. And the not the Underdogs. I mean, the Jaded Hearts Club do it.
Huh.
And I thought it was actually on their Google Play. It was number one song listed, so it must be the hit, I guess, if they have a hit.
They have that
They have that many songs.
Google Play? I mean, seems like those songs.
I guess they put it out. I mean, I guess because they only had like five songs on Google Play. I guess they put it out.
What was the big one on there?
Reach Out.
That's third on Spotify.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Nobody,
what's number one?
Nobody But Me.
Yeah, Human Beans did that. That's a cover, too, which was... Do you remember that? Nobody But Me? That was a big song. One Hit Wonder.
Oh.
I think I used to know how many times he said no in this song.
No.
Count David Wimps. Count him.
I know why you like him, because they were formed because Jamie Davis wanted a Beatles band to play on his birthday.
Well, I said they were all Beatles fans. I mean, why the Dr. Pepper's Jaded Hearts Club? Obviously, they're huge Beatles fans. McCartney's played with them.
Their second gig was Stella McCartney's fashion show.
But it's a super group, man. I mean, there's a lot of talent in that band.
Paul loves jamming with other people, though. He does like experimenting around.
He does it more now than he ever did it before. Yeah. I think he always wanted to do it.
His original band's half dead.
Well, yeah, but he also likes to taste other things, I think.
But, you know, it's funny. In the pre-internet days, in like the 70s and the 80s, it's weird how you just, I mean, you always heard a lot about those guys. But not that much.
No.
I mean, they had to do something to make news. They would tell you when they wanted to. I've got a new album coming out, and I'm going to be on this, and I'm going to be on that, and that's it. And then, gone.
Yeah.
You know, till the tour.
Right.
It's just so weird now with, you know, and that's why I think a lot of these artists that do so well, maybe like Cardi B, it's because you know them so well, and you like her.
Yeah.
Maybe as much as you like her music, or you like her personality.
For better and for worse, yeah.
For her, for better, obviously. I mean, it seems that way.
Do you know McCartney has 3.2 million followers on his Instagram page?
I didn't even know he had an Instagram page.
Exactly, yeah.
What's his last post?
He's been on Twitter for a few years.
Let's see his last post.
What are you growling?
Oh, Ivan Vaughn and George Harrison, circa 1958. It's an old picture of him. It's kind of a cool picture, I'll admit.
Ivan Vaughn is the guy.
McCartney!
Harrison looks like he's honestly 6 years old in this picture.
Oh.
It's kind of a cool picture.
It is amazing that those three, George, John, Paul, I mean, they knew each other from 14, 15 years old. So when the Beatles ended and there was so much attention placed on, what made the Beatles break up? They've been together for 15 years.
Ooh, does he have a daughter named Mary?
Yes.
Nepotism. He's got a photo of him taken by Aunt Mary McCartney.
Oh, she's like a mom.
Oh, Stella McCartney. I swear, every time. Stella McCartney's a giant designer, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, giant.
Huge. Oh, yeah. Very expensive.
Hey, Stella!
Every time I see one of her dresses, I always go, I don't like that.
I know. It's.
And I always feel like, but it's a Stella McCartney.
It's on the runway, ordinarily. Most of those dresses are really stupid anyway.
I never lie, but I don't like hers. It's got to be because she's Stella McCartney. I don't know any other reason. Well, it could be my bad taste, not liking it.
I don't know. I've never liked them either. Not that I'd ever be able to afford one.
Yeah, no, that's the even worse part. But let's see, what else? Oh, you know, it's weird, too. Somebody sent me this is an email from, I don't remember who it was from, but Brad Delp had a Beatles cover band named Beetlejuice? Brad Delp from Boston? I had no idea.
Stupid.
I know, Beetlejuice. And you know what's funny? I looked it up. There's another Beetlejuice that's like a bunch of 14-year-olds that have a band that does Beatles songs.
That seems appropriate for a 14-year-old.
But yeah, Brad Delp had one. He was playing at a high school in New Hampshire, and actually, he sounded really good, but it was just like, why is the Boston lead singer? Maybe. Dave Schultz was not busy at the time.
Brad Delp's one's dead, right?
Yeah, he died. Man. He did die.
He died.
He had quite a voice.
he wasn't the one that put the gas on in the bathroom and gassed himself, was he?
Oh, I don't know.
Which one?
Was somebody from Boston?
Yeah. Committed suicide?
It was just another band out of Boston. I don't know.
That's quite a way to go, though. Good job, Delp. I mean,
he also carbon monoxide poisoning at his home.
So, yeah, he was also the technical one.
He left various notes scattered from his car to the interior of his home.
Oh. Well, like, he's leaving a trail of notes.
Brad Delp did? So musical of him.
A lot of time before he suicide there, Brad.
God.
He could hit those high notes, man.
He left breadcrumbs to his suicide.
Okay, so what was he depressed about, did they say? I mean, obviously, it had to be.
He's in Boston.
Horribly, horribly depressed.
He's 55 at the time, yeah. And you know, he'd twice divorced. I don't know. Maybe it was because he was a vegetarian.
Wow, man.
Nice theory.
I don't think we're quite zoning in on what the problem was.
Too soon? They connected a dryer vent, or he connected a dryer vent to the exhaust pipe of his car, and then put two charcoal grills in the bathtub and lit it, causing the room to fill with smoke.
It was always the technical one.
That's a lot of work.
I know.
He was no Tom Scholes. Well, the, maybe Scholes hooked it up. Maybe Scholes rigged it.
No, they're all from MIT, though.
All oh, Delp went to MIT, too?
I think it's the three main members of Boston.
Wow.
The reason for Delp's suicide has been the subject of contradictory news reports, various lawsuits. A series of interviews conducted by the Boston Herald alleged that lingering hard feelings from Boston's disbandment in the 1980s. And
I would have been glad, but...
Personal tension between Delp and Scholes led the singer to commit suicide.
Way go, Tom.
Scholes denied these claims, of course, but he lost the defamation suits that he filed. That's pretty crazy.
Who did? Oh, Scholes lost the cases?
He filed defamation cases against
him. Delp? I don't remember Delp saying publicly horrific things about Tom Scholes. Not that I remember. Do you remember?
Delp!
Delp! Shut up, Delp! You're out of the band, Delp!
They weren't really, like, out there a lot, though. I feel
No, they weren't. You're right.
They stayed pretty low as a band, even.
Did Boston replace Delp with another singer?
Delp! Get rid of Delp!
I don't think they've toured, have they, since Delp?
I think they have.
Oh, have they? Well, then they did.
But I do think I think they've had a second lead singer. I mean, this is crazy that we're diving this deep on Boston.
Oh, this is fascinating.
I mean, you would think that you would know if they had a second lead singer. They're a pretty big band. I mean, they have one of the biggest selling albums of all time. That first album is one of the biggest albums ever.
It's Michael Sweet.
Oh my
God. He's the Boston singer since when?
Yes, Michael Sweet. Michael Sweet. He's a guitarist from California. Let's see. I don't know when he
When did he join Boston? That's learnable.
Listen to this. Meg Sullivan, his fiance.
2007.
Okay. That's when Delp died though.
Yeah.
So he just
died in 2006. So let's end.
Meg Sullivan, which is his fiance's sister, revealed an additional explanation for Delp's suicide. Delp was housemates with Meg, his fiance's Pamela's sister, for 2.5 years before his death. On February 28th, 2007, Meg discovered a hidden camera planted in her room. After confronting Delp, he admitted.
Shut up, Meg.
He admitted to planting the camera.
Delp
and Delp always deny. He admitted to planting the camera, later wrote a series of emails pleading for forgiveness.
Oh, God.
Meg's boyfriend implored Delp to admit his wrongdoings to Pamela. You tell your fiance. After promising to tell her in a few days, Delp purchased the grills.
Shut up, Meg.
The grills and the tubing used to commit suicide.
So he didn't want to tell his fiance.
Yeah, and instead she got to find his dead body. So
okay, I think I would kill myself if that happened.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, if my fiance had to tell my fiance that?
But why don't you just do it in the car in the garage like everybody else? Delp.
I think there's got to be a lot more problems.
But he's in Boston, thing. Trudy. He went to MIT. Can't be just haphazard. And you can't fail.
True.
Okay, the group with Delp now back in the band toured in the summer of 95. So he was out of the band at one point. Let's see. Amanda leaked out in the stage. 94. It's the third stage. So the two groups are owned by Doug Hoffman and David Sykes. Departure of Whelp. By spring 1990, Scholes is back in the studio working on the band's fourth studio album. Later that year, Delp told Scholes he wanted to concentrate on other projects, might not be available for some time. With Delp's departure, Scholes left with the last remaining original member before he left. Delp co-wrote with Scholes and David Sykes the song Walk On, which became the title track of the new album. Delp subsequently joined Barry Goudreau's new band RTZ.
That didn't work out that well.
Wait, there's no D in RTZ. He didn't get his initial in the band title. Scholes replaced him with friend Cosmo.
I think it's pretty cool that Delp had this song playing while he committed suicide.
Oh, no.
What? You don't think he did, Trudy? I mean, the room was smoking.
Mark.
It also took a long time for him to die. But finally, he has peace of mind.
Oh, my God.
Wonder if he experienced more than a feeling. I don't know. That was a reach. All I know is when you do that, you certainly don't look back.
Yeah!
Smoking! Okay, I am going to guess that the girlfriend and the fiancé and the roommate girl. He was trying to
push him
nude.
Over.
That I think
pull
that,
the nude move.
That sounds like a pretty pretty solid.
Shut up, Meg.
Commit suicide over.
Well, he figures his fiance is going to leave him, and he might get out there on the internet that he's a creep. And yeah. He is a creep.
But he's fucking Brad Delp,
he's
man.
He's a creep. But he's just a garden variety creep.
How come nobody pointed out
who
the
can
fact
sing?
That why was he living with his fiance's girlfriend?
I know. Because
he wanted to see her nude.
Well, no, I know why he was. Okay, why was she living with her sister's fiance?
Yeah, good question.
Wait, her sister's fiance?
Yeah, that's...
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his fiance's sister who he was living with.
Oh.
Fiance's sister. No, you said sister's fiance.
Well, why I don't know why she would want to live with her sister's fiance. Fiance.
Oh, why she would want...
I understand why
you
would.
Yeah.
Surprise broke. Well, Delp's last... This is so stupid. Delp's last concert with Boston was performed at Boston Symphony Hall on November 13, 2006, at a concert honoring Doug Flutie.
That's so dumb.
That seems so ridiculous. I mean, I just wish it wasn't his last concert. It sounds even dumber.
Can you just picture Flutie boogieing?
I'm going to do my Flutie concert, and then I'm done. The Flutie concert is the pinnacle. Yeah!
He had a great afro at one point.
Yeah, he did.
Amen.
Music.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rest in peace.
Okay. So, let's see. There was another email, too. There was a lot of email about yesterday. Most of it was email that I didn't want to get into because I didn't really, I actually regretted getting into the topics in the first place. But Marnie sent one that was representative of some other emails, and she was peeved about this whole Trump thing and says that, let's see, what was the point? Oh, that a man who hates Trump, who was there, said it didn't happen, that being John Bolton, who said he did not say that. And I saw the clip of John Bolton saying that. Is that new or has that been out there?
That's new. That was over the weekend, yeah.
And Sarah Sanders also said it didn't happen. But, I hate that topic. It's like, I don't want to go in a rabbit hole to listen to who says what and who didn't say what. Well, he didn't say anything. He would have said something.
Well, Harbaugh said Anderson never touched him, so.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't think that helped either.
No, it doesn't.
But, anyway.
Again, all this stuff is hearsay, so.
I had other emails, too, that were saying, the Biden lover owns the Atlantic, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to know this. I don't want to crowd my brain with this kind of information, because I don't care. I mean, I don't want him to have said it, but if he said it,
oh, I'm sorry about that.
That sounds so genuine. I mean, non-genuine, but genuine.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend all this time on this stuff. It makes me crazy. And then Chris sent me an email about, okay. Oh boy, this is long. I'm not even gonna read this email. It was about resisting arrest, and he agrees. He said, no one talks about not resisting arrest, which would have saved the lives of 13 of 14 deaths. The 13 of the last 14 deaths of unarmed people would not have happened if they had not resisted arrest. And, oh, keep checking in with Maz. He likes Maz.
Oh, okay.
It lightens up the show, which is probably true. And on that topic, by the way, the Rochester police chief and his highest commander, who are both black, by the way, they both resigned today. Yeah. And there are more people at the top of the Rochester police chain who are also resigning. And I'm kind of confused about this because if you read what the police chief said, he says that his character is being impugned and people are out to destroy his integrity, and it sounded like it was like a group decision to resign. But if they were told to resign, I don't know. That broke right before we started. Did anybody see anything more about that?
No.
I only saw that. Yeah, that they did indeed retire.
Yeah, two of them retired. Two of them did retire, and so I don't think. I mean, it didn't sound. It sounded like they wanted to keep working, but they were not going to work under this circumstance. And the one of them, and I'm not sure which one it was, I don't think it was the chief of police, though, said that they did nothing wrong, and they felt that the police followed procedure and yada, yada, yada. And these guys did not hide anything, and I think they were implying that the mayor is full of shit. And the people who are, it sounds like the mayor is full of shit on this one, actually, because I think, isn't she trying to claim that she didn't know? I didn't know any of this. And they said they showed, she has seen the video. She has seen all the video.
Is it one of these things where somebody has to pay? Somebody has to be fired? Someone has to step down?
I'm not sure why this many people would have to step down, because it sounds like there's five or six people who are all resigning at once.
Well, why did they step down?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
My guess would be because it took a long time for them to get that video.
Really long time.
So it's not necessarily about what happened. It's just, well, once again, the response to what happened.
Let me look up the story.
I could be wrong. I mean, maybe people.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know.
Head on a spike.
I don't know why. If the police chief resigned, it seems to me that would probably cover it.
Yeah.
But
maybe he's got support. Maybe the police chief
has
support.
Yes, he does. He does.
And if he has to resign, that they're saying, you know what, I'm going with him just to make a stand.
That's what it sounds like. Here, let me just read this out of the Daily Mail. Rochester police chief and his entire senior staff resigned amid fallout over Daniel Prude's Spit Hood death. Which, by the way, Spit Hood is turning out to be a big deal in this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair, because...
Well, you don't think it's fair to Spit Hoods?
No, I think spit hoods, if someone is spitting or they say they have coronavirus, I don't think the spit hood, they're not putting it on his head because he's black. They're putting it on his head because he's spitting. And
they
he
use
says he
spit hoods all the time on Locked Up, you know. I'm telling you, if you watch any of those shows about being in jail, they put that sucker on. And they use that chair where they put you in
that
chair.
Oh, my God.
And you get like locked into it and you can't move.
Wow.
Rochester Police Chief Laurent Singletary. By the way, these guys are all black. And his deputy chief, Joseph Morabito, and chief administration, Mark Simmons, have all retired. Mayor Lovely Warren made the shock announcement, said the mass departure could include other senior commanders as well. It comes amid criticism of handling of the suffocation death, blah, blah, blah. Let's see what the story says. Top leaders have retired en masse amid criticism of the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude.
Well, regardless, if you step down or retire, you're still probably going to be called as a witness, and it doesn't remove you from any sort of culpability if you tried to deep-six
the whole
thing.
Police chief wasn't even there. They have a grand jury, though.
Right.
Will, you know, they've
we'll
got seven cops that were there. So, Singletary had been facing calls to resign ever since details emerged of Prude's death. Rochester up with protests last week. Video showed police putting a hood over the head of a 41-year-old black man. Police chief has recently said he planned to stand, said in a statement, past week, an attempt to destroy his character and integrity. I will not sit by idly while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. Other members of his command said this virtually the same thing. Mischaracterization, politicization of actions that took... Blah, 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 blah. So,
and, you know, a lot of officers are seeing this as, you know, everybody is siding with the person who's high on PCP. You know, I understand a tragedy happened, and that's difficult. That's difficult for the family. It's difficult for anybody to die and for the public to see that. However, spit hoods are in use, and spit hoods are part of the policy. So I don't see how any of these police officers can legally be, you know, in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the spit.
I think it's the kneeling on the head.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I
but
think the
kneeling
spit hood,
oftentimes is part two. I mean, I've seen some instruction manuals where it shows people who.
Again, it's like, you know, we get into this stuff, and the grand jury. I'm glad there's a grand jury. Grand jury will sort it out, and they will.
They won't be charged.
This is what I swear. Life doing a show like this has become is digging into. You know, and it is political. Anything involving a policeman and a black person dying, and there were black officers on the site, weren't there?
Yeah.
In Rochester. And I feel stupid saying that, like, well, we know it was more honest than usual because there's two black cops there. Really? And the same thing like saying, hey, the police chief and two commanders resigned, and they're all black. Is like, you know, not white people's fault. I mean, it just seems insane. Because I like to think a police chief is probably somebody of some renown, you know, like Chief Craig. Sure. Although, you know, there have been some crappy police chiefs, too. I think I got an email from a cop not too long ago saying he can't wait until, I think he said a teacher, till a teacher does something really crazy to someone, and then everyone starts videotaping teachers, and we see all the bad teachers and all the bad things they do. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, here's another video of a teacher. You know, in other words, he feels like, Jesus Christ, it's hard to be a cop right now because everybody's videotaping every fucking thing you do.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I bet there are a lot of teachers you could probably videotape doing something that people wouldn't like on a certain, I mean, you know how many teachers there are? Of course you could.
Teachers wouldn't getting into all kinds of trouble.
What are teachers getting in trouble for?
We've seen lots of videos of teachers.
Oh, we've seen a few. But I mean, if kids started recording teachers on their phone all the time.
Tad, what's his name?
Who?
Tad from Tennessee. Remember Tad?
Oh, Tad. Yeah. Well, he ran away with the girl. Yeah.
At Cummins.
Tadley.
Tad.
So, yeah.
I wish my babies could have the same sort of teacher, the same sort of friend.
Anyway, yeah, what you were saying, Brandon, is what a lot of people on email were saying, that they're really tired of this stuff, and it just seems that there's no end to it, and you know, it's always the cops' fault, and I don't know this story. It's like the 911 calls that they received were from the brother could not handle them. The brother didn't know what the fuck to do. It's like, my brother, who has mental issues, is on PCP, and he's nude. Well, I don't know if he was nude then. Is busting up storefronts, so he can't handle it. And that doesn't mean it's okay for somebody else to mishandle it, but, I mean, it's just, holy shit, man. I'm glad I'm not a cop. I'll never be a cop.
But you have cop pants.
I do have cop pants.
The thing that I hate the most, and we've talked about it in the past, is that every single time there is an unfortunate incident like this, and every year there has been, going back forever and ever, we have to see it now, though. We have to see a video of it, and it has to spread all over online. I had to watch that one guy die yesterday. I had to watch a guy get shot, you know, six times because he was chasing after a police officer with a knife, and then he grabbed a second police officer and got shot even more. But the fact is, we have to watch the person die, and then we have to each justify it before the masses and the mobs can figure out what to do about it.
Brandon, did you notice that the second cop would not shoot the guy?
The second cop.
These guys tried not
to shoot this guy with the knife. They tried.
I thought the second cop, though, he'd already been shot. And the guy is up on his feet, and he's wrestling with the second cop. He's like, what the fuck is with this guy?
I know.
And the second cop could have shot him. He could have put him down like that. I mean, like that. But he didn't. Instead, he risked his life. And the guy did get a hold of him, and they're squirming around, and then bang, bang, bang. But how many times did he hit that guy?
When
he got up, how many times had he been hit by a bullet at that point? Because that was incredible.
I think it was quite a few, because the first burst of gunfire, I think he got off at least five shots. I'm trying to find it right now, but he keeps going. And it's just, to me, it's sad that we have to justify whether or not, you know, this was done correctly or incorrectly. I mean, sure, maybe everybody should justify, but I don't know if, like, the public needs to justify it. I don't know if the public needs to see every death.
No, I kind of agree that we're being traumatized in a way we don't realize.
They are public officials.
That's true.
Well, it should be. The problem is now you have the public deciding. And the people that don't like police are going to say it's the police's fault, and they're going to pick out every little thing that doesn't, you know, fit what they think the police should do. And people that like police are going to, I mean, it's like politics.
But in the end, there's still due process, and they go to court, or if they even go to court.
They do sort it out legally.
Most of them get off. The problem is that there's no patience for, you know, the system to work.
Well, it's a lynch mob going on right now. Sure. Every direction.
The left will tell you, parts of people in BLM will immediately tell you that it's outrageous and the police are at fault, and they'll start protesting. The minute the person is dead, or the minute that video came out in Rochester, boom, the protests start, and it's the cops' fault, and it just gets, you know, that was a horrible scene in Rochester over the weekend.
Here's the one we were discussing.
But I mean, once again, that was from March. Too. I think a lot of the outrage was, at least with the family.
Yeah, where to go? Why to go?
Where was this fucking video? Why, you know, what took you so long?
Let's see. He's still walking at us with a knife, not following commands. The knife down!
please! No, 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 no! Pick it up!
That guy is running after three shots.
Pick it up! He's on your back!
And he's back. He's back.
Why is he blurred?
No. No.
And look at the second cop. He will not shoot him.
Tase him. No.
Look, he goes into the second cop. The cop won't shoot him. This is the weirdest thing. He's actually got the cop in a headlock.
Oh, God. He's blurred again.
He's still walking at us.
Insane.
Yeah, that was why was that going around yesterday, Brandon?
Because
that wasn't,
I don't know, because it's from July of 2019, but I think what's happening is people get on the defensive and say, here's a video of the contrary, and they want to say, see, this is what could happen type of thing, and people want to spread their videos about what they believe in. The next one we'll see is where the guy jump kicks the other guy in the back, and so it ebbs and flows.
That was the lead story on TMZ on the Monday following. After that thing ran all weekend, it was like, okay, TMZ, 3 o'clock, here we go. And the first story is Harvey saying, look at the difference in the way black people and white people are treated by the police. And they show the first video of the black guy who gets kicked in the back by the cop. And the second video is this white guy just bawling this cop out. And honestly, I was pissed at the cop because I hated that fucking guy. He was such an asshole. You can go through YouTube, or rather, Facebook, and watch video after video. They just go, blip, 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 of people who are assholes to cops. And I assume they're filming them to show you what your rights are when you get pulled over, where they won't put the window down, and they won't give the police their license, and they won't let them search a car, and they won't let them do this, and they won't let them, I mean, they're just absolutely the most uncooperative. And this business of not giving the police your license, what's gained by that? Has anybody ever, I mean, something good come of not giving the police your license? Hmm. I mean, do you feel like you have?
I got your license plate number.
Have you ever been asked for your license by the police? Said no. No, you can't have my license.
Me?
Yeah.
Fear of authority, Trudy? No way. No.
I don't know what you would ever gain by that.
Well, if you don't have one.
Well, no, but you know, the guy in Warren had a license, but he didn't want to give it to the cop. I think he had a warrant. Was that the Amazon driver?
There's your answer.
Yeah. Well,
I'm surprised that it's probably because the kid's white. Did you see the autistic 13-year-old in Utah that was shot 6 times by the police because his mom called for the crisis intervention team? And this is the whole thing we've been talking about, are police having to deal with these things that
they shouldn't have to deal with.
Right. Well, who is going to deal with that?
Crisis intervention team. She asked for and they said that, you know, she told them that he's not violent. He just is loud and very angry. And then she can't figure out what exactly happened. But they didn't de-escalate it. And next thing, he got shot, I think, 6 times. It's a really weird story. But once again, this is an anomaly that you just don't see a lot. He was having a mental breakdown because his mom had to go back to work.
Whew.
It's separation anxiety. It's just a sad story all around for everyone involved. But like I said, you just don't see that story anywhere.
Because he's white?
I don't know. Maybe because he's 13, he's autistic.
Well, I mean,
know.
There's hardly anything worse than shooting a 13-year-old autistic kid. Maybe, I mean, if he was black, I believe it would be the lead story everywhere. Well, they don't care about minors anymore. It clicks. Gym's open at 12:01.
All right. Now, when are you going?
You better be there at 12:02.
When are you going?
I think I might go check it out tomorrow. I just want to look.
Check it out?
Bullshit. No. You better get a good sweat going.
I want to work out. I don't think it can be any. First of all, when I go, it's never full. It's never even close to full. I've never worked out and felt that someone had to be within 6 feet of me, ever. And every time I pick a bike to ride, I never have anyone at the bike next to me or the one next to me. It's never been a concern when you go work out at 10 in the morning or 9:30 or 10:30 or whatever, whenever we go. But it'll probably be less than that it probably won't be because they can be 25% full.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
It's never 25% full when I go.
I need to do some membership work.
health clubs, they're just not, or gyms, they're just not aggressive at all. They just don't work that at all.
No, not at all.
They really don't.
Absolutely
they
don't.
They just don't. They need to come up with a hard sell or something.
I know.
So 124 Michigan State students tested positive for the coronavirus, and they're not even encouraged to come to school. They're living off campus.
Yeah, but not, you know, they don't want, they want, they basically want all the college students to stay where you are, don't go home now, yeah, when there's right. outbreaks,
because so you don't
they don't
take
want
it
you to
home.
Take it home to grandma.
Right, but if they had just
Why
done...
Why does grandma always have to be the person that you're taking it to? I feel like she's over-dramatized.
She's weak.
Yes. Yeah.
If the students
Hi, grandma.
Had stayed home and not gotten dorm rooms... Mm-hmm. And not gotten on the meal plans,
well, isn't
and just took the courses on the internet the way everyone else, I mean, the way anyone can, then none of this would have ever happened.
Isn't Michigan State quick to point out that they all live off campus?
No, there are people in the dorms.
Oh, I thought okay,
not
I
all
thought.
Not a lot of people, but there are people in the dorms. I don't know why Elric told me that today, because he and I were talking about this very topic.
Don't you picture them being kind of skanky too, like the last place you want to be?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, dorms, no. Fauci said dorms are like cruise ships.
Yeah.
In terms of staying in them.
I'm sorry. So the 124 students are ones that either self-reported or tested positive at a Michigan State testing location.
Oh, yeah.
So the thinking is there could be more off-campus.
Yeah, the story I saw said...
Chasing for a Michigan State student and I love to drink.
Party on.
They very clearly said there are at least this many cases and maybe more.
At least the bars in Tuscaloosa are back open because they only reported 800 cases at the University of Alabama yesterday. So that 14-day closure is done.
But they've stopped the in-class classes. Everything's virtual now, as if that's going to stop it.
Fucking mess.
I mean, honestly, to pretend that, oh, you know what, it's because we have these classes with 12 people. That's why. So we're going to stop having those classes. And then everybody, of course, they're not partying or anything because that's not how it's happening. In East Lansing, they acknowledge. They
COVID's
said it's
over anyway. It's done.
It's social activities.
Everyone's done with COVID. It doesn't exist anymore. It's done.
Except in
Why
the
do
Big
we need
10.
A vaccine? We don't need one.
Well, did you see AstraZeneca stop their trial today? So that's fun.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, that's one last vaccine candidate. They had undetermined disease coming off their vaccine. So it's oopsie.
Caused.
But that, you know,
it was causing people to turn into zombies and shit.
But you know, the thinking is that they were one of the big ones that they were going to be one of the first ones that the UK was going to get. Their stock is plummeting right now after hours.
Oof, ow.
Sad I looked.
Yeah, they had a
believe me, not looking good.
There was a story today about actually, it was just a poll on when there is a vaccine, what percentage would take it, you know, based on the efficacy of the, you know, the company that came up with it and, you know, the fact that they've run trials and whatnot. And the number was 21%. 21%.
For a COVID vaccine?
Yes. 58% said, I want to watch the first people take it and then I'll take it.
I would think
somebody else said that.
Yeah, that's the majority
a month
of the population.
Later.
That's still only 79%.
I'll take their vaccine.
Didn't
that
I'll
leaves 20% that won't? But I've seen polls that said 30 some percent would not take a vaccine.
When was the what?
Kamala Harris won't take it if Trump's promoting it.
Well, anti-vaxxer.
Didn't this happen to Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford
for H1N1 was it avian influenza?
Gerald Ford had AIDS.
Rushed out a vaccine. And a bunch of people got Epstein-Barr.
Wait, Gerald Ford rushed it out?
Was it Epstein-Barr?
He went in the lab and put something together?
Yeah.
He went to Michigan.
He stumbled and things fell
into
each
other. Oh, but he went to Michigan. Yeah. He collided with a tray of test tubes.
Yep. Gerald Ford dead today from an overdose of crack cocaine.
Well, all I know is that Biden, I just saw a commercial, Biden solved the Ebola crisis.
I mean, possibly.
I have to admit, I really laughed when I saw that because it was like, I wonder what they worked their way through the Obama archives and found something. Oh, here we go. Ebola. We did a good job with Ebola. So Biden was involved. I mean, they literally act like he single-handedly, you know, solved the Ebola crisis. And I remember Ebola, but I don't remember really worrying about Ebola. Of course, I wasn't really worried about SARS either.
Yeah, you didn't remember when all those people, like two people, came to the United States with Ebola, yeah. And then everybody was like, ah!
Yeah, no, I remember.
I'm going to bleed out my eyes.
But I don't remember, there being a press conference about Ebola every day.
That's why everybody was so skeptical about coronavirus, because H1N1, SARS, we had all these different quote-unquote pandemics that we've dealt with in the past, swine flu, and a lot of people just thought that's another one. That's another one of these ones that we just, hear about every other year. This is the new Ebola. That's why I was so down on it, and then this one came and kind of kicked everybody's ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Sturgis is responsible for 19% of the coronavirus in August.
Well, I hope they had fun.
I know. This story, it's funny. It's not funny. They said 266,000 people have coronavirus because of this motorcycle rally where they had 400 and close to
625,000.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
And I remember at the time, too, we were talking about the rally because they were having, I think, weren't they having indoor concerts? Yeah. Which surprised me.
It's
like
the real problem. It's not driving your bike around the hills. It's going to those shows.
Well, if you cram.
First off, you're doing it to see Smash Mouth.
If you cram a couple hundred people together anywhere, it's not good.
If you died because you went to Smash Mouth. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, they said there's been one death, and I was like,
so far,
is not very many. I mean, the event was.
You hate human life?
Almost a month ago.
So, out of 500,000 people who went there, 250,000 ended up becoming. Well, obviously, not 250,000. Who went there, but 250,000 total people in the United States have gotten coronavirus.
No, because one person could possibly share it to, could get it there.
That's what I know. That's what I meant.
That's,
I didn't say
that's
half
what
of the
story,
people who went there got.
That's what the story said today.
Wow.
And so I immediately went to my coronavirus scoreboard, the whatever this O-meter is, and I'm looking at South Dakota, North Dakota. They have no deaths, 160 cases. I looked at Minnesota, not too many. So I don't know. I want to know where they are. Because that's, how many cases that is? That's like 10,000 cases a day.
Yeah. Well, there's 40,000 in America a day, so.
So that's one quarter of the cases in a month where the coronavirus is going down. So in other words, if that's true and they had not had that rally, the bar would be significantly lower. And I would imagine it's the same thing for a lot of other things that are going on, like colleges. New York Times had a story today about they took the 203 counties in America where the population is more than 10% college students, and they said half of those counties had a record week for coronavirus, the worst week they've ever had. And, it's funny. I remember when we were talking about football, because football, we don't care about. I mean, I don't really care what people do, but I want to see football games. But I thought, they may cancel football. I don't know if they can do
that. Did you watch that great Navy BYU game last night?
What was the final score?
56-3. What a great game.
Did you see Mitt Romney's nephew tear it up?
No. It was his nephew? Who?
Either that was a joke or he's the, is he the tight end or whatever?
Oh, well, in his underwear?
He has magic underwear. 55-3. I'm sorry. That's what it was.
Who won?
BYU. Destroyed him.
That's Baylor Romney? Is he a quarterback?
Baylor Romney.
Baylor? Okay.
I gotta say, I would change my name if my name was Baylor, simply for the fact of what happened there about 5 years ago.
Oh, people forget.
I do.
I did.
Oh, I'm thinking of Gunner. I'm sorry, BYU wide receiver Gunner Romney.
Gunner?
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of cool.
It's like Gunner Nelson!
Used to be Baylor. Romney.
Anyway, yeah, I was only thinking about football, but when we started talking about this, and then suddenly this conversation about colleges come up, and I'm like, wait, they're debating whether to play football, and they're clearly going to invite the students back to campus. I thought, that's 55 billion times more of a concern than 100 guys playing football. I mean, that's 30, 40, 50,000 people who want a party.
Yeah.
And nobody was really worried about it. I don't recall anybody saying, no, you can't possibly put the students back on campus. I don't remember that. I remember people saying, you can't play football. But I don't remember people saying you can't have a lot of students on one campus. But on that topic, because college has been an interesting conversation lately, because, you know, people doing it all by remote and charging the same amount of money, which is a crazy amount of money. And these 11 kids booted out of Northeastern and losing $36,000 in tuition, which seems incredible. I was most incredulous about the $36,000. It costs $36,000 to go to Northeastern College? It's not even that great a school.
Is that a private school?
Wait, Northeastern?
Northeastern. I mean, it's a decent school.
Hey, I don't know. They've got a good big criminology team. Department.
It's not Ivy League.
Isn't it?
No. I just Northeastern? No, no, no. I don't know. What is Ivy League? Harvard, Yale, Brown,
Columbia,
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Northeastern's in that category. But yeah, it's Princeton. A good school. But $36,000? That's crazy for basically taking online classes. So let me find this.
It is a private university.
Well, you know, private universities can rip you off just like public universities can.
But they tend to be more expensive.
Well, that's ridiculous. Anyway, Frank Audia sent me this thing today. Frank's a partner over at Plant Moran, one of the truly great people on this planet. Frank sent me this thing about Google, and I think Frank was responding to, you know, a couple weeks ago or a couple months or a month ago or something. We were talking about Black Lives Matter and how, well, first of all, of course, I wanted the GoFundMe, all those hundreds of millions to go to a GoFundMe for adult black people.
Yeah.
Which I thought would raise people up more than anything. And then we were talking about college, and I said, you know, college is such bullshit. And you're talking about forcing people to get college degrees to compete for the same jobs that Asian people are getting, white people are getting, and black women are going to college as much, but black men are not at all. So the fact that you force people to have a college degree to get all these jobs, it seems to me, if there was any way to lift people up, it would be to stop forcing people to have a college degree, or stop forcing people to go into massive debt to get a college degree. Because once they made all that money available, all these people said, oh, I got to go to college. Everybody's got to go to college. And how many people have gone to college and said, I never used to fucking think I learned in college. Paid this much money for a college degree, never used one fucking word of it. Not one. And when you ask people about college, about, hey, what do you think you got out of college? Oh, I had a great time. I had a ball. How many people will tell you about the great classes they took? Well, if you're going to be at college, be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, something specific, an architect, that's different.
But most people, I did college for IT work, and my the only class that I really took away was my economy class. I learned how to, and it has nothing to do with IT, and that was the best class I had in college.
Well, I like my radio, TV, film classes.
I liked my classes, but, I mean, honestly, they meant nothing. The experience meant everything. If I'd just gone from high school to an internship, I could have been where I got sooner, in my opinion. In my field. No, that's not true in a lot of fields.
You wouldn't have your Hokies.
Well, you wouldn't have taken journalism, law, and ethics or any of that either. You wouldn't have known any of that.
Well, none of it matters now. All of it's true. It's completely over.
It did for a couple of decades.
Yeah, it would have mattered for a while. So Google's plan to disrupt the college degree is absolute genius. Google made waves recently. This is what Frank said.
Nice attitude.
By announcing its new program, Google Career Certificates, a collection of courses designed to help participants get qualifications in high-paying, high-growth job fields without attending university. The courses will take 6 months and will cost a fraction of a traditional college education.
Uh-oh.
Last week, as I described this, as Google's plan to disrupt the college degree, the response was huge. The article's been shared thousands of times. It's prompted thousands of comments. Tons of people have reached out personally to share their thoughts. Most of the feedback's been incredibly positive. Some expressed skepticism. Let's take a deeper dive. Vice President of Global Affairs at Google succinctly put in a blog post, we will consider our new career certificates as the equivalent of a four-year degree for related roles. Those who commented or reached out included professionals, employers, especially students, who were happy to see an alternative to what many consider a broken educational system, one that leaves many burdened with student debt for years while leaving them unprepared for the real world. The truth is traditional higher education may be necessary for some career paths, but for others it is neither necessary nor practical. Google's alternative not only costs a fraction of a traditional college education, it can be completed in far less time and can better equip graduates for the jobs they're seeking. And Google, of course, believes that having the Google name on this degree will give it credibility. You know, if you say, yeah, I got a degree from
a great name.
Western Michigan University, does that mean that much more than your degree from Google?
Let's just say I'm not really thrilled with my ITT Technical Institute
degree in name itself, and that's because A, it turned out to be a scam, and it closed down because it was pretty much a scam. It was just all for profit. And so, yeah, I mean, I have a degree in computer electronic engineering. I have that degree.
And you had a lot
of
debt.
You can't take it away from me. But when people see ITT, do they really look at it and go, this guy doesn't know his shit?
Well, what Google, I mean, Google would be a good thing to have.
Sure,
I mean, yeah. Google University, wouldn't that be as valuable as a lot of other places, especially if you were in a specific field?
If you trust Google and know what they teach.
Well, Google claims that... I mean,
universities do a lot of research.
Sure. What did you learn at University of Michigan that you carry
nothing,
with you?
Nothing ever. Clearly.
I mean, I enjoyed college, but I can't say the education part really... I learned a lot, but
I don't know.
I mean, I learned stuff. I mean, you better learn stuff if you go to class. I knew guys that didn't even go to class. I mean, they went to a few classes. But, you know, they read the work and they took the tests and they graduated. I mean, that, a lot of people do that.
Sure. But I don't know. I'm a minority here, but I feel like I got a lot out of it.
Pop culture,
the class that I most laughed about taking, thinking that it was an inessential thing, is actually served me quite well.
I dropped my pop culture class a week in.
If you were burdened with 20 years of debt... Would you feel a little differently about it?
Probably, sure. Yeah.
I mean, people are borrowing insane amounts of money because the insistence that you have to have a college degree. Boy, it's great for the educational system that you have to have a college degree. Sure works out great for them. And the cost goes up and up and up and up.
Because the demand and the supply is there. Because people keep going and going and going.
Yeah, because the narrative that you have to have a degree, and if you don't have the money for it, or your parents didn't save for it, then...
Who's at fault for that?
At fault for what?
For that narrative. Who's at fault
Maybe
for
Maybe companies
that?
Who demand, before you can even apply, that you have to have a college degree.
Okay. Be mad at them.
I mean, that's
It's something that a lot of people would love to, you know, continue that narrative, but a lot of people are really looking hard at it now and saying that there should be other alternatives that are just as valuable.
I think that's kind of a good thing because that will probably make college have to pivot and try to do something.
Not charge as much, too.
Yeah, and try to understand what's more worthwhile to...
To mention the fact that with people taking all these classes online, they're learning that, hey, this is pretty easy. Instead of having to physically go to a place every day, you know, and have transportation and room and board and, you know, pay for a meal plan... That maybe there's a way that they can just take these classes online and get that degree, and they can take care of the other stuff at their home.
How long do you think it is before we see the Google Career Certificates football team?
They'll be in the Pac-10, right?
Yeah, they should. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. And on a related note, somebody sent me something in email also about. There are more kids living with their parents from ages 18 to 29 than ever before. And I forgot what the number was. Anybody else see that story?
Yeah, it's the largest since the Great Depression. I wanted to say 52%, but let me check.
Holy shit.
And it was 18 to 29-year-olds.
18 to 29-year-old living at home.
52% of young adults are living with their parents. Yes, it's the most since the Great Depression.
Wow. Okay, I'm drawing adults of their parents for the first, Coronavirus outbreak has pushed millions of Americans, especially adults, to move home with family members. Sharing with parents become a majority since U.S. coronavirus began spreading. I didn't realize, it was up from 47% before coronavirus. So it went up 5% in months. Number living with parents grew to 26.6 million, increased to 2.6 from February. The share number of young adults living with their parents rose during the Great Depression or during Great Recession a decade ago as family became an economic refuge for many.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Save a little bit of coin.
Mm-hmm. You know what else has happened as a result of coronavirus?
What?
Guitars are back, baby.
What?
Remember when, you know, like it looked like Gibson and Fender were both going to go under
because
people weren't buying guitars?
Yep.
Pandemic has brought those industries back.
Oh, because people want to sit at home and do something?
Yeah, it's like a companion. It's something that you can learn to do, psychological. It makes you feel better. You can, you know, write songs about how lonely you are or whatever. Fender, Gibson, Martin, and Taylor actually have they've been experiencing guitar booms, building
you
them faster than ever.
You know what the great thing is about music? It's so easy.
Exactly. Well, anything to bring the guitar back.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll actually be people playing music again.
Exactly.
At some point.
It's a really good trend.
I saw, I just had a couple items on State of Michigan, Detroit News. Let's see. Oh, there was the family of the 20-year-old riding a skateboard who was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Northville Township, and they were talking about him and, of course, urging this person to come forward. I mean, I got to tell you, I cannot believe they would not have a make and model of a car by now. Six and Sheldon? Wouldn't you think there'd be some video?
I always thought they could trace, like, the car, you know, hey, we know it's going eastbound, so let's check this security. Let's check this business all the way down the line, and that's how you can get really close in it. Enhance.
I know Six and Sheldon is not an area that would lack that sort of thing.
Not at all. I mean, not that area. That I don't know about that exact intersection, if there's cameras there.
It's not Dominic Dunn. It's Dominic Dune, by the way.
Okay.
And, there was another guy. Boy, this is a weird story. The guy that was hit by a moped doing donuts.
What? Donuts on a moped? Cool.
Well, it was one of those Saturday night things in Detroit where cars just do donuts. You know, they shut down the lodge and just do crazy donuts.
So what's the moped doing there?
I have no idea why a moped was doing donuts. But the pathetic part was not only that a moped would injure somebody, and this guy was really hurt, but they said they called 911 and were told it would take 45 minutes to get anybody there.
Jackson?
To pick this guy up.
Really?
Yeah, full Jackson.
Shit.
Yep. The police are
45
busy.
Minutes.
Why don't they just put him on the moped and get going again? I'm just saying, take the moped to the hospital.
Maybe the moped hit
him. 911.
Yeah, you think one of those donut doing cars could have taken him? Yeah. Well, they did. No, they took him to the hospital.
Oh, they did.
They didn't
okay.
wait for 911.
Oh, okay.
They
good.
Didn't wait. They were told it would be 45 minutes.
Wow. I wanted a moped so bad in seventh grade. I wanted a spree like you wouldn't believe.
I never wanted a moped.
Kind of cool.
I never had any interest. Well, my brother had a motorcycle, so how could I ever want a moped?
I couldn't drive at the time, so I figured, hey, if I have a moped, I can at least get around.
Yeah, but you're maligned a little bit.
Yeah, you're
it
right.
Takes you down kind of a bit. You know what you need is an ATV, Brandon, and then you could just drive over people's lawns.
Oh, yeah, I moved over to dirt bikes, and I enjoyed driving around little 50s. Those were fun, and nowadays everybody's got these side-by-sides, and they got the, oh, man. There's a lot of good toys these days. I just need the property to abuse them on.
I hate to even...
And for your dog.
It's
possible.
She won't get a big dog because you don't have the property.
That's correct.
No one in your neighborhood... I asked Brad, I said, so no one in your neighborhood has a big dog? And you said, they do. They're all fat. I thought that was a perfect answer.
A fat little dog?
And their yards are full, or minefields filled with huge feces.
They don't have the space to run.
Well, they might have larger hands, so it seems
I may
big.
Get a dog this weekend, so that's
yeah.
A bill replacement. We call him bill replacement?
No, I already have his name picked out. Randy.
Randy.
Yeah. I named him Randy because he's named after Randy Marsh. But he's also
he'll make that noise.
Uncirc Randy, maybe 4% named after Uncirc Randy.
Okay, this is the last story today because this story is unbearable. I can almost not bear to pass it along, but Harry and Meghan are claiming we're now financially independent.
Yeah. Oh, I know. God.
Fuck you. Harry will never be independent. He is the most privileged human being you could possibly ever create. You're in the royal fucking family. By the way, Meghan Markle, I don't remember Netflix offering her any big bucks deals when she wasn't sitting on that abnormally pink wiener. Does anybody else? Am I mistaken about that?
No. They didn't even want suits.
No, she opened up a case on Let's Make a Deal or whatever it's called.
Right. So she sits on this red prick and all of a sudden, boom, look at the Netflix deal. Oh, we're financially independent. Look at this. Fuck out of here. Don't even say that.
I give them credit, though, for paying off their... the taxpayers, because it was Frogmore Castle or whatever.
Yeah, that is such
cottage.
Bullshit, by the way.
I know, but at least they paid it off.
And they paid off Chuck, too.
Do you really believe that?
Well, that they paid. He paid off his dad because his dad is Hewitt. So I don't. really know how that works.
The other thing is to say that they are now financially independent. Are you really independent?
Yeah, but how many?
If Netflix doesn't give you that deal, and you know a few things don't happen, and so Prince Philip keeps giving you $10 million every couple months. I mean, they don't. If they didn't make money, he would still give them money.
Of course.
So they're not. They're never really financially independent.
Is it going to pay back all of the like, you know, largesse received because of the crown from the years prior to meeting Meghan Markle?
There's no way to pay that back. I swear, this whole thing to me, like Netflix giving them this giant deal, it reminds me of playing Smear the Queer as a kid, pardon the name, but, you know, it was this thing where you got the ball, and then the other 10 kids would tackle you, and then whoever got the ball, you'd tackle them, and on and on. And there was this one kid that everybody picked on named, his last name was Solomon. He was Jewish. That had nothing to do with the reason he was picked on.
What road are you going
down? You're all like nude swimming anti-Semites.
Anyway, he was very booky. He was book smart. Boy, this is starting to sound very. it's sounding good.
What a nerd!
He was picked on a lot. He was picked on badly, and so at one point, I forgot whose mother it was. You know, you really should do something nice for that Solomon boy. He gets picked on so much. So,
why are you guys bullying me?
We invited him over and played Smear the Queer. And then we would like fake tackle him, like, oh, he got away from me. And nobody would really try to tackle him. That's what the Netflix deal is with with Harry and Meghan. There's nothing going, oh, you guys are going to be so good. All these people throwing money at them. It's like us not tackling Solomon.
See, they also backed out of an event that would raise money for wounded soldiers.
Oh, they hate veterans, don't they?
They had to, though, didn't they?
Why do they have to?
I thought they had to get out of the Invictus Games because the Invictus Games is held on a specific network and their Netflix deal prohibits it.
Oh, bullshit. They could have put a writer in there. They could have taken $50 million less.
But they didn't care.
I'm very upset with Meghan and Harry right now.
That's where she met the incredibly pink wiener.
Speaking of, by the way, he invented it.
I just want to finish something about Solomon. Oh, right. The arrangement to sort of kiss his ass and make up for, you know, past wrongs, it all went downhill when we were talking about girls and he admitted that he liked Eve Guttman and somebody was recording it on a tape and it was played at school the next day.
Was it you?
I taped him, but I didn't. It wasn't my decision. It wasn't my tape recording. It wasn't my decision to take the tape recorder to school the next day.
Oh, no, you didn't stop it.
Participate. No, I could have. I was complicit. I was absolutely complicit.
Speaking of Meghan and Harry, their rider for their virtual events has been leaked. Apparently, they have a virtual event request form, you know, because they're doing all these things on Zoom.
And they need so many things because they're so important.
How much can you do on a virtual recording?
Well, they can solve everything. Just ask them.
What is their rider?
Well, first off, how much do you think they get paid approximately per speech on their virtual events?
$25,000.
Anybody else want
to? I'll say 100.
1 million.
What?
How are they worth 1 million?
I don't
on
know.
On Zoom.
I can't even tell you how many people would really go, oh my God, Harry and Meghan gave a speech. I got to go.
According to their 4-page writer, they have the say so on every detail of their online appearances. For example, the choice of introducer and moderator will be the final decision of the speaker. The fee will need to be paid directly from the contracting organization's account.
Oh!
Before they agree to anything, the couple wants an estimate on the number of any attendees and a description of, quote, who they are.
Oh, fuck you. We're paying you $1 million and we have to tell you who's attending? Fuck you.
Harry and Meghan insist on knowing everyone helping to fund the event. Quote, corporations, individuals, members of the organization and government entities.
Well, this deal's falling apart.
Organizations
fast.
And, quote, what they are receiving in return for their sponsorship.
Who the fuck agrees to this?
The pair said,
who would agree to this?
They want to be told whether, quote, any live or pre-recorded program elements will run concurrently with the speaker's presentation and who else will be speaking. What will the audience see on screen? Will you incorporate any branding? What will the speaker see on screen immediately prior to and during their presentation?
Even before they're trying to control programming?
Everything.
Before?
Yes, because they don't, I guess, don't want to be mocked before or after.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't pay $1 million, you assholes. Yeah. I hope Netflix loses their ass on this.
Well, I mean, how are they going to judge? No one's going to watch that stuff.
Well, then they will lose their ass on it.
Yeah, but they've already paid them.
Then I can't watch amazing series like Away.
I was led to believe because that huge number came out when the story first broke. And the next day, some people reporting that this is not quite what it's being made out to be. They have to present projects which have to be green-lighted. And, yeah, they get paid a certain amount of money no matter what. But to reach this large amount people are talking about, they have to have certain projects that are accepted and casted or whatever. I have to believe Netflix knows what they're doing. So it breaks my heart to think that these people could be worth that kind of money. I mean, it's an imaginary thing, but I mean, even in their imaginary world, that they could be worth that much money is sad to me.
It's amazing.
Very upsetting. I'm very angry.
I can tell.
This story is being very mean to me.
I have feelings.
All right, we better get out of here, I guess. Wow, that was a little weird.
Here, I'll start it
over. What the hell happened?
I hit the wrong button. So I'm about to pass out. Fucking exhausted.
I hit the wrong button, too.
And the Hall Financial Hotline shuts down. Don't forget to call Hall Financial. If you want to refinance and save a lot of money, if you don't want to, then don't do it. If you don't want to save money, don't call Hall Financial. Don't. 248-308-5000 or davidallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. And I don't know what's going on the rest of this week. I really would like to get a hold of somebody, some supervisor at this Cam Soda. I'm livid about this Aaron Carter thing. Broken promises. I'm going to go to bat for all those 5,333 people who allegedly, there's no way that many people paid.
No.
And that girl, by the way, that Rick said was so hot. Boy, she got, what did they put in her lips? Somebody left the room and forgot the machine was running or something? Oh, my God.
Which girl?
The girl that he's on, that he's having, doing whatever with on OnlyFans, or the girl, his fiance, the one that's pregnant with his baby, who they broke up, and then he was in a relationship 5 minutes later.
Can't believe I forgot.
Thanks, Righteous Rick, by the way, for adding so much to the story today. And we will see you tomorrow. So have a good one, everybody. See ya!
You're a smart guy, that Rick.